The only all-digital station in southern Iowa. This is KIIC Albia and KIIC HD1.
Score machine for the fastest 90 minutes of radio in the state.
Caught at the 5, in for a touchdown.
Get ready to hear all the results.
Okay, starting District 1 up north.
And District number 2 tonight.
It's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show from Radio Iowa, presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now, river to river and border to border, here's Tony Adzani, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to another year of Iowa High School football across the state, powered by Learfield. Our executive producer for a while has been the generous man of Joe Millage. He joins us again tonight, and we welcome everybody across the state, all of our 30-plus great affiliates who will be picking up our scoreboard show, where each and every Friday night we'll get you every score of every game from Class 5A to Class A player. John, Wendell, welcome back. Here we go again.
I just realized that the announcer saying the fastest 90 minutes may be the only time anybody's ever called me the fastest at just about anything, so I'm going to take that badge of courage. But yeah, there's all sorts of scrimmages going on tonight. We've got 10 scores across the state that we'll be bringing you, and then every week from here until week number 2 of the playoffs, we'll be bringing every score on Friday night, 10 to midnight.
We want to welcome back, of course, Bex, our sponsor of the show. I think all of our affiliates are back, and we added a couple affiliates. We want to welcome KOTM in Ottumwa, also KDEC, The River in Decorah and Waukon.
Yeah, welcome to everybody. Again, Bex Hybrids will present each and every Friday night, except for tonight, our player or players with heart, presented by Todd Kim. And, of course, we use his and Radio Iowa's rankings. So the rankings we use at Radio Iowa each and every Friday night once they are presented to us.
Yeah, great to be back again. And this is an observation. I think this is the first time in our eighth year, first time I can remember the Iowa State Fair not being involved, you know, the same time as the Iowa High School. That would be the reason why they had record attendance this year.
You know, and a lot of schools started today across the state. I know there's some other of the metro schools that may not be starting until next week.
Des Moines will start Monday.
But I know my kids started back to school today, and they had a scrimmage tonight. So getting back into that habit, just the way the calendar falls kind of weird. The college schedule starts, I know for NAIA, next Thursday night will be the first NAIA game in the Upper Midwest. And so...
Talking about NAIA, you have been a busy man, Mr. Ref.
It has been a busy week. We worked a scrimmage last Saturday in Oskaloosa at William Penn University. Worked a scrimmage on Wednesday in Dubuque at Clark University. Then worked a scrimmage this evening. Some good friends of mine, Gabe, Jason, Jay, just some wonderful guys out of Des Moines. I was able to make my way over there and work over at Indianola High School here this evening before heading over to the studio, and got to see, you know, a team looking to add a fourth championship in a row. Hasn't been done in quite a while. Southeast Polk got to scrimmage with Indianola tonight, so it was great to see a traditional or a 5A powerhouse against a 4A team that's really on their way up in Indianola as well. But, you know, these kids have been doing camp, and one of the kids tonight, I got to talking to him. I said, it's kind of fun hitting somebody in another colored jersey tonight, isn't it? He said, yeah, we've been hitting each other long enough. It's good to hit somebody else.
We call him the ref, Wendell Campbell. You've been busy officiating scrimmages, but you also were at the DMOA. Yep. What's that?
Yeah, so the Des Moines Officials Association had a great little kind of get-together. Ankeny High School had a scrimmage, or an inter-squad scrimmage last night, and the DMOA had their kind of fall meetings as far as preseason get-together. Some new officials. You know, we're always trying to recruit new officials into the profession of officiating, and we're going to get a chance later on tonight. Jared Chizik, I saw him last night at the clinic, and then we're going to have a chance to talk to him later on tonight. Ask him about the state of officials here in Iowa. Where are we sitting, and what's that going to look like? You know, are there some rule changes that's going to make Friday nights look a little different? So we're going to get a chance to talk to him later on.
And those coaches or those referees will be adjudicating games across. Okay, there's your $10 word for the night. Games across the state, officiating, of course. All right, so games across the state, and we'll be talking to coaches around the state tonight. Gary Swenson, the legendary coach at West Des Moines Valley, will join us tonight. We have, again, as Joe mentioned, we have new affiliates, and Decorah being one of them. They have a new coach in Mike Tangen. Ottumwa has a new head football coach as well. Phil Light will join us as well, along with Eric Trudeau, the living legend coach at Van Meter, who led the Bulldogs to some state championships.
And, of course, the Coach's Hotline brought to you in part by the Steffes Group at steffesgroup.com. We also have some of our great affiliates. Scott Nulty of KUOO will preview some of the teams from his area. And Quinn Douglas from KQWC in Webster City. And Roland Story preview coming up as well. And, again, each and every Friday night we'll get you all the scores. As we get ready for the new season, the 2024 version of Iowa High School football, we like to recognize who are the champs that are defending from 2023. And in Class A player, of course, it was Bishop Garrigan of Algona. Class A, West Hancock of Britt. 1A champion was Grundy Center. Van Meter going to try to make it three in a row. They are the 2A champion. Well, they also won in 1A before moving.
Yeah. Two 1A championships and now a 2A.
They're going for four in a row.
If Iowa High School ever moves into relegation, they may have to start up in their game if they move them into 3 and 4A.
In 3A, the defending champ will be Williamsburg. In Class 4A, Council Bluffs, Lewis Central. And in 5A, well, this team also trying to make it four straight, the Rams of Southeast Pole.
Nobody has hoisted that 5A trophy except for the Rams of Southeast Pole. Got a chance to see them tonight on the field. Definitely as you get into the bigger schools, just the size of those individuals that are on the field and the number as well, I mean, just with the enrollment. Tony, how many years has this been for you in radio? We're starting year 8 here on the Iowa High School School Board Show, but how many years is this for you behind the microphone?
This is year number 29.
29 years, the Hall of Fame voice of Tony Itzeni. And I say that, we joke around with it, but Tony, you have been around the sports scene in Iowa for 29 years, and even longer than that, as an official and everything too. So I just want to take a minute before we get the season started and tell you thank you. I know there's so many people out there that whenever I meet and they find out that I'm the ref on Friday nights, they say, well, that Tony Itzeni, I know him from a state championship basketball game or from baseball or from that. So, Tony, there's lots of people out there that love you. Thank you for all the hard work that you've been into, and we're looking forward to year number 8, year number 29 for you.
Humbled, man.
Yeah,
very humbled.
It's 29 great to have you.
And 3 deer.
And it's, and the guy you just heard, Joe Millage's voice, really, it's because of him that I ended up in this business, because he stepped away from the mic in a station down in Osceola, and they were looking for somebody, and I accidentally walked into the right place at the right time,
and now
that's how it all started.
And now there's not a county in Iowa you can't hear Tony's voice on a Friday night. So
and I apologize. No, thank you very much for that. Again, we'll get you all the scores. By the way, each and every Friday night, as we give scores, and you don't hear yours as we're in your class, at Iowa Scoreboard is where you can tweet us, at Iowa Scoreboard. Each and every Friday night. We'll take a break, and when we come back, Jared Chizik will join us from the Iowa High School Athletic Association, the head football operation. Back after this timeout on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
On your way home from the game, watch for deer. More highlights, scores, coaches, affiliate reports, and more next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit beckshybrids.com.
Sarah Seifert with Leading Edge Crop Solutions. Are you looking for a better crop insurance experience? Mike Johnson and I are knowledgeable, independent agents dedicated to crop and livestock insurance. We work with multiple approved insurance providers to give our customers a variety of options. Please give us a call at 641-660-0203 to review your policy and help you with your crop insurance needs. You can also check us out on our website or our Facebook page. Equal Opportunity Provider.
iCare Partners continues to serve the Oskaloosa and Pella areas and surrounding communities at their remodeled location on Franklin and Pella. For trusted eye care, see Drs. Vanderlees, DeHaan, Else, and Hunt at iCare Partners. For lenses and frames, iCare Partners has teamed up with Vision for Less at the same location, 823 Franklin Street in Pella. The same doctors providing comprehensive eye care and now teaming up with Vision for Less for a bigger selection of frames delivered same day. Eye Care Partners in Pella.
At Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy, we believe there's an athlete in all of us. Our bodies were made to move. Whether it's on the field or in your backyard, we know you'll feel better if you move better. Everyday tasks and activities can be made easier, and living without pain is possible. We're transforming lives and restoring hope through movement at Kinetic Edge. There's an athlete in all of us. Let us help bring out the athlete in you. Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy.
Hometown Family Dental is hometown proud of the Albia Blue Demons. Dr. Molly Mullen, an Albia native, and her staff are committed to providing comprehensive, comfortable, caring, excellent dentistry for the entire family. Hometown Family Dental is currently accepting new patients and now offering orthodontic services. Hometown Family Dental, located on the east side of the historic Albia Square, creating smiles with a personal touch.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
99 counties, 330 teams, and one big scoreboard. Now back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
And along with executive producer Joe Millage, Wendell Campbell, the ref, John Martinson, I'm Tony Etzeni. Welcome back to the first week, week zero of the Iowa High School football season here on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show powered by Learfield. We'd like to thank many of our great affiliates we'll mention throughout the night, including KIIC, Thunder Country, and Albia. In Algona, it's KLGA, Hometown Radio, KSWI-FM, Southwest Iowa's Classic Rock out of Atlantic, and in Ottoman, KSOM-FM, all the best country. Some of our great affiliates who present the show each and every night. Let's get to some scores that we have tonight. We have 9 of the 10 finals. We're still waiting on the Murray-Melcher-Dallas one. But in 8-player games tonight, Bowyer Valley defeated Moravia 54-21. That game was played at Adel. It was Montezuma shutting out HLV Tri-County 64-0. Calamus Wheatland 46-6 winners over English Valley's North English. It was Iowa Valley of Marengo 76, BGM of Brooklyn 67. That was a high-powered game.
Yeah, and that one, Nolan Kriegel tied for second most touchdowns in a single game. He accounted for 10 touchdowns tonight.
Wow.
For Iowa Valley's.
Baxter just defeated Springville. That final just in 58-49. Again, these are all 8-player games tonight. Only one was not 8-player. Waco of Wayland 51-36 victors over Central City. Clarksville fell to Belle Plaine 46-20, and Colonesco shuts out Twin Cedars of Bussey 60-0. And Atlantic in non-district action in a bigger class, Atlantic 48-30 winners over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson.
Murray Melcher Dallas is now a final. The Mustangs over the Saints. Murray over Melcher Dallas 74-26 is how that ended.
And some stats in that Atlantic over Thomas Jefferson tonight. Tyson O'Brien 245 for 2 touchdowns, and Gavin McLaren added 4 touchdowns tonight. The Trojans scored on all 7 drives for them starting out here in week zero.
Okay, that's the scores that we have right now. The scores in the limited action here tonight. Again, next week from 5A to 8 player, we'll get them all for you right here on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Joe? Let's get over to Wendell Campbell. Wendell Campbell,
tomorrow,
you have a guest to
introduce. Somewhere on a college football field. Tonight, he's providing law and order to this show. Here's the ref. Wendell Campbell.
Give me a break.
I tried to create some sort of sense of order within all this chaos that happens. Last night I was in Des Moines at the DMOA Fall Clinic. I had a great opportunity to sit down with some great people and do some continued learning. Ran into Jared Chizik, and tonight we're going to welcome Jared onto the show. Jared, he's the head administrator for football here in Iowa for the Iowa High School Athletic Association. And Jared, appreciate you taking the time to come on. Your predecessor, Todd, was always great about making some time to stop by and talk with us as well. But can you give us an update on officiating with football here in Iowa for 2024?
So, you know, from an officiating standpoint, depending on numbers, it's really hit and miss in a sense of depending on where you're at. When you get to the corners of the state, I know there are some games during the regular season that will be moved to Thursday night. Based on official availability or the lack thereof of officials that can work on Friday nights due to a number of games potentially in a part of the state. I mean, I was talking with one of the assigners in the northwest part of the state, and it's goofy. You know, it depends. You know, with a 2-year cycle, depending where if you have a larger geographical district, where, you know, all of a sudden it's last year, maybe all your games were on the south half and someone else was covering those ball games. But all of a sudden this year, when we flip the schedule and teams make the return trip, maybe your part of the state has 6 to 10 more games than they had a year ago. So while the game number of games haven't changed and really our officiating numbers haven't changed, it's just a different location. So it's either dragging officials a further away, or again, maybe some of those bordering schools have been using out-of-state officials because, again, we allow that in the state of Iowa with reciprocity. And so maybe they picked up a game back in their home state. So that's part of the chain reaction when it comes to football with the 2-year commitment. Again, with the home and away balance schedules compared to other sports where it's a year-by-year basis. And that's one thing, like I said, unfortunately, like I said, last year we had a handful of dates. And again, talking with our schools, I'm not anticipating a large number of all of a sudden games being moved to Thursday. We'll see what happens. But again, we're early. But again, with our communication with our schools and with the assigners across the state, I'm still anticipating a handful each week. When we see that, but I'm not also experiencing that we're all of a sudden going to have a 50, 60 games on a Thursday night that we may be having in other states around us in order to get those games played. And that's where I think when we talk about needs of officiating or needs of officials, all we focus in on, mainly, you know, people focus on Friday nights. But we've got so many games across the state, you know, at the junior high level, you know, depending, you know, every conference is different. Some are playing on Tuesday, some are playing on Thursday, some are playing JVs on Monday, some are playing curtain raisers on Friday nights. There are games across the state 4 or 5 nights a week. And again, if anybody's got an interest in officiating, you know, reach out to Louis Curtis in our office, our director of officials. He can get you help with some resources to get started. Just from a standpoint on, again, while we're focusing at the varsity level, there are so many games out there across multiple sports that, again, the need of officials across the state, just from a standpoint of ensuring that these games will be played, having a couple, again, having adults out there that know what the rules of the game are and ensuring fair play.
We're talking to Jared Chizik, the head administrator for football here in Iowa with the Iowa High School Athletics Association. So, Jared, we're going into the fourth year of the 5A classification, second year of these current district assignments as well. You guys have at the state have had to look into the competitive advantage and also, you know, some of the socioeconomic things that go into classifying these 3A, 4A, and 5A schools. Can you talk a little bit about the time that the state takes to set these schedules and then trying to create some competitive matchups within those larger classes?
So, again, football is unique in that this is the only sport where our office schedules every varsity contest. In every other sport, local schools, local conferences fill their schedule. Like I said, when we get to the winter with basketball, 21 games, your local school, your local athletic director completes your schedule. So things are different here in football. And that, you know, started with district football way back in the early 90s. And like I said, early 2010s is when our office got into that role of scheduling. So everyone, again, gets very excited when it comes to football scheduling. And again, so we've, you know, fourth year of 5A football. We've had the quote unquote competitive balance, the 5A, 4A level that started in 2020. This is our second year of the social economic factor for classification. So we're trying to, you know, looking at a lot of different things at the push of our membership that brought to our office. Again, it's a mixed bag of results of where you're at. There are so many variables when it comes to an outcome of a ball game. There's participation numbers. There's feeder programs. There's number of coaches. There's just resources. You name it, you can make a list of what is and what isn't, what leads to success of a football program. Then on top of that, each program also has a different definition of success. Traditional powerhouse, success for them would be, you know, a trip to the Uni Dome. If you've had a program that hasn't been successful in the last couple of years, you've been struggling with a winning record, it might be a winning record. It might be the standpoint of we're not going to get the clock put on us. You know, it's small steps each week, and that definition of success is different for everybody. And that's the hard part with this when we meet with our classification committee, the Football Coaches Association, the Football Advisory Committee, on trying to hone in on what that is. Because ultimately, next week when we have 300 or when we have 165 or so ball games out there, 165 teams are going to win. 165 teams are not going to win that week. So again, we've made some tweaks with the schedule. on trying to get more competitive games, especially early on in the season before district play, getting more flexibility to find school, have schools play more like teams, again, at the push of the membership. Is there a perfect solution? I think, you know, in my mind, the perfect solution is every school schedules their own because they know the needs and wants of their own program. Again, based on a membership survey a couple years ago, our member schools are saying not so fast. The current process, at least from a scheduling standpoint, works. But again, it's going to be continual evaluation of what's going on there. I said, we get through this year. Again, we'll start this whole process all over again once we receive enrollment data from the Department of Education here late this fall, early this winter. And we, again, start reclassifying here. You know, hopefully by the state basketball tournament, everybody knows where they're at in terms of their district placement. We have schedules ready to go, but like the last go around, we didn't know until the middle of April. Again, it's all dependent on when we receive our data from the DE on that. But again, that's, like I said, it's not going to stop this year with the redistricting part of November 22nd. We'll be here quickly, and then all of a sudden it's pick it up, and we're scheduling again 330 plus Brent, schools.
It's hard to believe that we're actually starting to talk about the end of November and we haven't even started the season yet. But we're talking to Jared Chizik, the head administrator for Iowa High School football. So, Jared, any final thoughts for those officials out there and those home officials? It seems like there's a lot of those that sit in the stands that may be officials at heart. But any final thoughts for them here before we start the 2024 season?
Let's enjoy the next 13 weeks. Football is still the, you know, on Friday nights across the state, it's still a great community event. We've got, you know, we've got the athletes on the field. We have the band at pregame and halftime or in the stands, you know, cheering on for a first down. We've got the cheerleaders. It's still the community event for the number of kids within a particular building that take part on Friday night activities. So let's enjoy it while we can. The weather's going to be great. Let's hope for 9 great weeks of regular season weather and 2 great weeks outside before we move inside to the Uni Dome. But again, once we get rolling, just like this past summer, once we get rolling, it's over. And that's the hard part. So let's enjoy it while we can. As we start a new season, there's always hope for people from that standpoint of maybe this is our year. And the beauty of football, too, is while not everybody gets in, depending on what class you're in, you still control your destiny when you get to district play if you stub your toe a couple games early into the season. So enjoy it from those fans that, again, cheer on your team and give our officials just a little bit of a break. Again, giving their time working Friday nights or any other night during the week. But again, support your team. We look forward to a great season here in 2024.
And what's amazing is tonight with a few games, but next week especially, there's going to be a lot of seniors that get to walk out on that field for the last first time. Then there's also going to be a group of maybe freshmen and sophomores that this is their first time. So what a magical time of year, Tony. We're getting ready to kick off. We've got some scores here this week. You know, we're kind of going through some administrative stuff here in week zero and some interviews with coaches and things like that. But normally this time, starting next Friday night, we will have all the scores, the pedal to the metal until we get them all in at 11:30.
Yeah, usually we get through all the scores from 5A to 8 player twice each Friday night, sometimes up to 3 times, and we'll get you all that. The rankings will be provided by Radio Iowa, and the coaches hotline, of course, is brought to you by the Steffes Group, and we'll have some coaches coming up shortly here. First up will be Phil Light of Ottumwa. We'd like to thank those great affiliates across the state listening tonight and this season. KWBG, AM 1590 and 101.5 FM, where they believe in Boone, in Boone. KCHE, AM and FM, classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s in Cherokee. How about KROS, AM 1340 and 105.9 FM, your total source in Clinton. And welcome aboard from Decorah and Waukon, the river, KDEC 94.9 and 99.1 FM. Thanks to all those great affiliates. We'll be back with more of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show this Friday night, powered by Learfield.
More shock. Highlights, interviews, and final scores are next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
You're ready to buy a house. You're ready to settle down. Who do you trust on the other end to get you there? Todd Shelton, Red Hall Realty in Sheraton. He's been doing what he does for his community for 35 years. So let him show you around your hometown. He's engaged in the lives of children. He volunteers as a referee, and he's a fan. Find Todd Shelton, and you'll find a commitment to finding the perfect home. You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a community with people like Todd Shelton. Call 641-203-2242 and explore Red Hall Realty.
Now it's time for the Iowa Lottery's Winning Minute.
A Storm Lake man said he didn't believe his luck after he won a prize of almost $300,000.
Maybe I slept barely 2 hours last night because this is like a dream. So this morning I wake up and I see the ticket two or three or four more times to be sure it was real.
Alexander Perez won the big prize playing the Extreme Green Progressive Instaplay game. He bought his ticket at Midtown in Storm Lake, where he stopped for a cup of coffee.
The game's jackpot starts at $20,000 and increases with every ticket sold statewide until it's won. The jackpot had been growing for more than 3 months when Alexander bought his lucky ticket.
He said his big win came at a perfect time as he plans to open a new HVAC business.
I started thinking about the greens and everything we have together with my wife and my family.
Congratulations to Alexander and all of our winners.
The Iowa Lottery, putting the woohoo into winning since 1985.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
Week one, all the way to the playoffs. No one covers the boys of fall better. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
And welcome back. Along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Atseni. We thank all the 30-plus affiliates across the state where each and every Friday night you'll be hearing updates and highlights of their games of the week across the state. And we appreciate all those affiliates getting those into us each and every Friday night. We do have one affiliate tonight with a preseason report. It is KQWC. Quinn Douglas has the highlights of Webster City's preseason.
Webster City football is in the dawn of a new era as Andy Brim takes over for Hall of Famer Bob Howard. Brim, who's just the seventh coach for Webster City since 1948, feels confident in the base they have implemented for his squad ahead of their scrimmage with Eagle Grove.
Well, I'm really confident in kind of the base stuff that we've put in, that we've installed on offense, and how our defense has come along. That'll be nice to get up there against Eagle Grove, play somebody other than yourselves. It's a pretty low-key, controlled thing, which I really like.
It's a Webster City team that graduates cornerstones such as Jackson Cherry and Keegan Hissler. But Brim believes the Lynx are in a good spot to find players to step into new roles in 2024.
We talked before, you know, we've got a lot of holes to fill, losing Jackson Cherry and Keegan Hissler and those other seniors. So we've had some guys step up and shuffled some guys around. And like we said before, we're just trying to get everybody into the right position and so that everybody can play good team defense. That's the big focus right now.
Brim will retain Webster City's iconic single-wing offense, which they consistently boasted one of the top rushing attacks in Iowa year in and year out. And the offensive line has seen big improvements from those stepping into bigger roles this season.
I'd say the biggest thing that those guys have done well is they're bought into the off-season program. Never miss weights, never miss speed. They're a lot bigger, they're a lot faster, stronger than they were a year ago. They get better every day.
Webster City opens their season on August 30th at Fort Dodge. For the Radio Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, reporting for KQWC, this is Quinn Douglas.
All right, thank you, Quinn. Now let's get to the coaches' hotline for the first time tonight. It's always brought to you by the Stethoscoop and Stethoscoop.com. He is a new head coach in Ottumwa. His name is Phil Light. Phil, thanks for joining us, and good night. We heard you're quick, and you need to get home real quick here. Are you there, Coach? Uh-oh.
We had him.
Yeah. Oh, there
he is. Well, he thought I was really serious. He already hung up. Coach, welcome aboard, and it's great to catch up with you and talk about your Ottumwa Bulldogs for this upcoming season.
Coach, John Martinson here. First of all, congratulations on accepting the job as head coach. How long have you been with the program, Phil?
I've been here for, this will be my fourth year.
I helped Brian Goodwin as an assistant the last three, so took over around Christmas.
All right, what's your background? How have you coached in other places prior to coming to Ottumwa?
Yeah, you know, most of my career, except for one, has been in the state of Missouri. And I finished coaching and teaching at Staley High School, where we won two championships there in Class 5. And prior to that, won two championships at Harrisonville, Missouri. So I've had a good run in Missouri. And, you know, I grew up in Mount Pleasant, played for legendary Bob Evans back in the 80s. And, you know, I just thought it was time to move closer to our family farm and slow down. And you know, I find myself right back in it. So, it's a good challenge for us, but you know, day by day we just continue. You know, our approach is to reset the standard, and you know, just trying to right the ship and you know, pour great things into our kids. I'm blessed to have a great coaching staff in Ottumwa and outstanding support by administration. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting started. We've got a good group of kids coming back that I've been around for the last 3 years, and I know they want to win bad, but you know, I talk about, we just got to be consistent at being consistent in our program and everything we do, and we feel like we're taking the right steps.
We're talking to head coach Phil Light of Ottumwa. And coach, you said you've been there for 3 years, but now you are the head coach. Are there anything that you're implementing that's new because of what you like to do instead of what's done in the past?
I just, you know, X's and O's are, you know, extremely important, but it's more about the Johnnies and Joes and taking care of them and just developing our player program, you know, getting the kids in the weight room and doing those type of things. And just, you know, I think it's how you practice. You know, we practice situational football, and, you know, we're recruiting our hallways, and we've got some kids out that haven't been out that we think contribute. So, like I said, it's just an ongoing process, but our kids are, you know, they're fired up, they're working hard, and they're excited about, you know, our first game next week at home against Keokuk.
As you get ready to, well, Keokuk, you know, coach, you inherit a team that went 4-5 last year, right on the cusp of a potential winning season. Did you guys have a scrimmage or something tonight? Did you guys get to scrimmage somebody else or play each other?
No, we had practice. We had something set up, and you know, it got canceled because of their numbers and stuff. And so, you know, we just took it upon ourselves to, you know, I don't talk a whole lot about winning or losing. I talk about the process it takes to win, and you know, I just say it's all about us, and that's what we worked on tonight at practice, is situational football, taking care of us, and taking care of the football. You know. Just doing the little things in detail.
Coach, is it next week you have, is Keokuk come to Schaefer Stadium the next week?
Yes, next Friday. They'll come to Schaefer Stadium.
Coach, Coach told me when I grabbed him on the phone that, hey, some of us have to work tomorrow. Let's make
this.
Go ahead.
I love practice.
Yes.
I love practice.
Yes.
You know, and I tell our kids, practice time is more precious than gold, and how we use our time is going to determine the outcome at the end of the week, you know. So, anyway, that's our mentality.
Well, Coach Phil Light of Ottumwa, we thank you for coming on. Congratulations on becoming the head coach this year. We wish you the best of luck and best of health throughout this 2024 season. I appreciate you coming on tonight.
Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys, and thanks for covering high school athletics.
You bet. Phil Light of Ottumwa Coaches Hotline, brought to you in part by the Steffes Group at steffesgroup.com.
For 65 years, the Steffes Group is one of the fastest-growing auction companies with locations throughout the Midwest and Rocky Mountain regions. Visit them at steffesgroup.com.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more coaches on the hotline, more affiliate updates on their upcoming season of teams in their area. Right now, you are listening to the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, and we're powered by Learfield.
From West Union to East Marshall, from North Liberty to South Tama, we've got more coming up on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Back to school savings event happening now at Craig Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Receive up to $12,000 in total discounts on a new Ford F-150. Looking to save big at the pump? You can with a brand new Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe hybrid. Now with up to $11,500 off MSRP. Or take advantage of 1.9% financing for 60 months, plus up to $4,000 off a new Ford Escape. Craig Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Guaranteed to save you money. Stop in or check us out online at gocraig.com.
At Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy, we believe there's an athlete in all of us. Our bodies were made to move. Whether it's on the field or in your backyard, we know you'll feel better if you move better. Everyday tasks and activities can be made easier, and living without pain is possible. We're transforming lives and restoring hope through movement at Kinetic Edge. There's an athlete in all of us. Let us help bring out the athlete in you. Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy.
When it comes to your insurance for your home, auto, farm, and business, think about your very own hometown insurance company, GNP Insurance. Right here in Albia for 12-plus years, family-owned and operated, we are proud of our hometown just like you are. From the wonderful Welcome Home Soldier Monument to all the local businesses thriving in our community, the wonderful churches and kids excelling throughout our community, we are proud of Albia just like you. Proud to support, serve, and protect our community. Next time you think of your insurance and protection needs, think of GNP Insurance.
Saving money on your roofing project now at Menards. We have an unbeatable selection of Atlas shingles. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle shingles feature a limited lifetime and up to 130 miles per hour wind warranty. Choose from 20 styles in stock, ready to take home today. Stop in to shop our wide selection of roofing products or visit Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids, live from the Iowa High School Scoreboard Studio.
And along with Wendell Campbell, the ref, with John Martinson, I'm Tony Etzeni. Joe Millage, our executive producer. We'd like to welcome our affiliates from across the state. Let me get my tongue untied. KDSN-FM, The Hive in Denison, in Des Moines, 102.1 FM, and ESPN Radio AM 1350, KRNT. In Killerby Country, in Estherville, KILR-FM.
That's my favorite one, Killerby. And I love all the affiliates. I totally do. Mm-hmm. But the call letters, Killerby Country. Love it.
Good backstroke there, Wendell.
Yeah, I love it.
KIOW-FM, the best mix and more in Forest City. And in Fort Madison, KB, Fox Sports, 104.5 FM and AM 1360. Some more of our great affiliates across the state. And again, beginning next week, week one of the season, you will hear all the scores from all the classes, from 5A to Class 8 player, twice around at least through the night.
And I'm not even trying to get swag, but I'm just saying, if I had something that had Killer Bee Country on it, if they sent it to the studio, I would wear it at least one.
I'll get you set up with Roger. I know Roger Jacobs.
Yeah, so Killer Bee Country. Yeah. But I love the affiliates, because honestly, that's what makes our show so great. Whenever I talk to people, they love hearing reports from parts of Iowa that they may not be familiar with the teams or the area, but just the fact that we can get all that put together in 90 minutes on a Friday night is pretty amazing. So all the affiliates out there, the guys that are driving hours and hours to sit in press boxes and call these games, we appreciate everything that they do.
All right, let's get to some scores that we do have tonight in this week zero. They're all 8-player except for one. The one that is not 8-player that we have a final. Atlantic defeated Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 48-30. In 8-player finals tonight at Adel tonight, it was Booyer Valley of Dunlap 54-21 winners over Moravia. Montezuma defeated HLV Tri-County 64-0. Calamus Wheatland 46-6 winners over English Valley's North English. It was a high-scoring matchup between Iowa Valley of Marengo and BGM Brooklyn. Iowa Valley the victor 76-60. Baxter outlasted Springville 58-49. It was Waco of Wayland 51, Central City 36. More finals tonight. night included Clarksville falling to Belle Plaine 46-20. Colonesco shuts out Twin Cedars of Bussey 60-0, and Murray 74-26 winners over Melcher Dallas. Those are the finals in this week's Zero Scoreboard. And let's get to one of our affiliates, Scott Nolte of KUOO. He's got a preview of five teams from his area.
I'm Scott Nolte, sports director for KUOO Q102 Y100 Radio out of the Spirit Lake and Spencer area. And our family of stations typically cover five area teams during the football season. Let's start off with Spirit Lake Class 2A. They went 10-2 last year. They lost in the semifinals to Central Lyon George Little Rock. This year, they return a lot of talent. Quarterback, top five rushers, and top three receivers, among others. A loaded team this year for Spirit Lake, with high expectations and hopes of making it back to the Dome. Okoboji, also in 2A District 2, last year finished 2-7, but those two wins were in the district, and it did qualify them for the playoffs. They lost in the first round. This year, they return their dual-threat senior quarterback, Landon Duvall, as well as their top receiver and top defender, and once again have expectations for a good season and looking to make it back to the playoffs. For Emmitsburg in Class 1A District 2, they went 7-3 last year. They lost in the second round of the playoffs. They have a strong senior class coming back this year. They return their quarterback, a host of running backs, and on defense, they return their top five defenders. They also have high expectations for this season, looking to make a deep run into the playoffs. In Class A, District 1, Hartley Melvin Sanborn, another team that we cover. Last year, a relatively young squad, and they finished 1-7, but they were in every one of those games except for three of them. This year, they look to improve on their record as they do return their quarterback and their top two running backs. And our final team that we cover is in 8-man District 2. Harris Lake Park went 5-4 last year, made the playoffs, lost in the first round. Last year's team featured a lot of seniors that they will have to replace. They will have to replace their quarterback, top three running backs, and four of their top wide receivers, and they will have just four seniors on this year's squad. Harris Lake Park also has a new head coach. That's the report for the five area teams that we cover during the high school football season. For Radio Iowa, this is Scott Nolte on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Appreciate that preview, Scott, one of our great affiliates out there, and a really nice preview. We have a coach on the hotline. Again, the coach's hotline each and every week brought to you by the Steffes Group and at steffesgroup.com. And the head coach is from Decorah, the Vikings, Mike Tangham, the new head coach, although yes, he's been there a while, out of Class 3A. Mike, thanks for joining us tonight as we get set for the 2024 high school football season.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Coach, again, this is your first year as head coach. Congratulations on accepting the position for the Vikings. How many years have you been at Decorah?
So I've been teaching there for 11 years. I've been coaching football for 10. I was the defensive coordinator for the last 6 years. So, yeah, I also played football there back in the day, so it's kind of a full circle thing we got going.
Coach Tagnan, you inherit a 6-4 football team from last year, a team that two of those losses came from some pretty decent teams in Western Dubuque and North Scott, you know, teams that were in the state quarterfinals. So talk about some of the kids you've got returning this year, and maybe some things that you are keeping doing, or maybe some things you might be doing different with the team for this year as the new head coach.
Yeah, no, I mean, we always play a real tough schedule, whether it's non-district, you know, opponents around our part of the state, and then just our district's pretty tough. But, yeah, no, we lost a few seniors. We lost some explosive guys, but we do have quite a few guys returning. Our starting quarterback's back. We've got some pretty decent offensive linemen. But, yeah, the big thing is we've got a really good junior class that has kind of come up the ranks, and there's quite a few. We have a big squad of them. There's like, you know, for us, 25 to 27 guys, which is pretty good size for a junior class. And there's a lot of talent in that group. So it's just kind of getting them up to speed. We had a couple of those guys starting for us last year. Tommy Sexton's a really good wrestler. He placed in the state at one, the upper class. And then Trevor Kennan was also a guy that played for us last year as a sophomore. And then we've got a few guys coming back, too. William Hahn is a great offensive, defensive line, good leader for us. But yeah, so, I mean, the mixture between the two classes I feel excited about.
And you guys start out on the road for the first 2 weeks. Looks like you guys had a scrimmage tonight, and then you go to Waukon next week, and then West Delaware. Yep. So you got to figure out how to get off the bus and play right away.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, Leslie walk on, you know, I mean, just they're very well coached. Their offense is very complex. I've had to coach defense against them now for a few years, and they bring a lot to the table there. And then West Delaware is just tough every year. I mean, I even remember when I was playing against them back in the day. I mean, it was always a real good rivalry. And, you know, Decorah history with West Delaware, there's been a lot of big games. So those first two games are going to be – I always like playing walk-on early, honestly, because it really helps our prepare our defense for the future just because of all the things that they do. I mean, they're very tough to defend, but it really sets us up defensively to kind of handle – a lot of different things that they throw at you. So I'm excited about the first couple of games, but they will be a challenge for sure.
Well, Coach, we welcome, of course, the new affiliate in Decorah, KDEC, and Decorah and Waukon, and welcome you as the head football coach, and we hope we'll hear about good things about the Vikings of Decorah in 2024.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Coach Mike Tangen, the new head coach of the Decorah Vikings. Our coach's hotline coming away for the Steffes Group, the nation's fastest growing auction company. Whether you're interested in buying or selling land or equipment, visit them at steffesgroup.com.
Well, coming up next will be on the coach's hotline, Eric Trudeau, the three-time defending champs, twice in 1A, once in 2A, out of Van Meter. He'll come up. Also in the top of the hour, Gary Swenson of Tigers of West Des Moines Valley head coach will also join us on the Coach's Hotline. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of the Week Zero preview show of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, and as always, powered by Learfield.
More scores coming up from 5A to 8 player and everything in between on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit beckshybrids.com.
From pool back to school. The end of summer is a total bummer. But yesterday I went shopping with my BFF Hal and got all the essentials. New backpack, new kicks, super cute first day fit. Oh, and this is huge. Mom finally got rid of our basic internet and switched us to Extreme. The new Wi-Fi is amazing. Chat me later.
Go back to school with best in fast internet from Extreme, powered by Mediacom. Choose the speed you need from 250 meg up to an incredible 1 gig. Get internet 250 with advanced whole home Wi-Fi for $19.99 a month for a year. That's fast, reliable internet for less than a dollar a day. No lie. Call 844-4FASTER or shop online at extreme.com. Available to new customers only. Download speeds may vary and subject to a monthly downstream usage allowance. Advertised price does not include activation, installation, modem rental, taxes, and fees. Price includes a $10 a month credit for auto pay and paperless billing.
Tony, John, Wendell. They're back with more results from around the great state of Iowa. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
And welcome to the preview Week Zero show on the Iowa High School Scoreboard, powered by Learfield. Thanks to, again, the affiliates joining us each and every Friday night. Well, we'll give you all the final scores from 5A to 8 player at least twice throughout the night, along with affiliate reports and coaches' interviews. KNOD FM, Cool Gold 105 in Harlan's another one of our great affiliates. Eastern Iowa's high school sports play-by-play leader in Manchester is KAM, CHFM. And in Sioux City, Talk Radio, KSCJ, AM 1360 and 94.9 FM, a couple more of our great affiliates. We do have a handful of scores. Let's get to those tonight. Most of them an 8-player. The only one that wasn't that we have a final tonight was the Atlantic defeating Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 48-30. An 8-player finals we have tonight, Bowyer Valley 54-21 winners over Moravia. It was Montezuma 64, HLV Tri-County 0. Calvin Sweetland defeated English Valley's North English 46-6. In a shootout, Iowa Valley Marengo 76-67 winners over BGM Brooklyn. And Baxter outlasted Springville 58-49. More 8-player finals tonight. Week zero included Waco of Wayland 51, Central City 36. It was Belle Plaine 46-20 winners over Clarksville. Twin Cedars of Bussey was shut out by Colonesco 60-0. And it was Murray all over Melcher Dallas tonight 74-26. Those are the finals on this week zero of the Iowa High School football season. But let's get back to the coaches hotline. Again, brought to you by the Steffes Group at steffesgroup.com. Well, they're used to winning. That's for sure. Two straight 1A titles, and last year, let's just make it 2A, and back in 2A to run the Van Meter Bulldogs is head coach Eric Trudeau. Welcome back, Eric, to another season in 2024.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on the 2A championship a year ago, and how's the offseason been for your team, and how's the early season workouts going so far?
Yeah, the offseason was very good. We've got a record high number of kids out this year, 9 through 12, with 76 kids. So that's a great number for us. We got a large freshman class, but then we've also got 19 seniors that are back for most of them their fourth year. And so we're looking forward to, competition on and off the field and seeing what we can do again.
We're talking to head coach Trudeau from the Van Meter Bulldogs. Coach, can you talk a little bit about the success of your program and how, they say rising tides bring all ships up, and you just continue to be a great case study for how success at your level and these kids. I was able to work a basketball game with the Van Meter Bulldogs last year and then also see some of the baseball here over the summer as well. But you just continue to have the success within your programs there at the school.
Yeah, I think the kids realize they've got to put in the work, and it doesn't just happen. And so they become very, very competitive with themselves, and then I think that leads to great competition on the field, on the court, whatever it may be, but also in the weight room and in the off seasons that they have, or even in seasons. And so our kids realize that if they want to continue to uphold the standard that we've set or even exceed that, it's going to take a tremendous amount of work, and they're willing to put that in. And so I'm just really grateful and feel privileged that I get a coach in a place that has so many hardworking kids for us.
Coach, who are the kids you're expecting to lead this program here in 2024?
We've got Jay Haley and Henry Lounsbury battling for our quarterback spot. They're doing a good job there. It's been a good competition. So we'll settle on a decision and see where we land on Friday night, next Friday when it gets Underwood. But Nathan Becker is starting for his third year in our offensive line, and he'll probably also be an inside linebacker for us this year. Caleb Moore is back at receiver. Just a really talented, not only receiver and DB, but return guy. Very, quite a weapon for us in our special teams. Adley Lounsbury, I know not a lot of people probably talk about their kicker or punter, but Adley returns as an all-state kicker. He just really makes it difficult on opposing offenses when, he's consistently kicking touchbacks and, giving them 80-yard fields, and that certainly helps us defensively. And so just, a lot of kids returning that do a lot of good things for us. And but yet we have a lot of kids coming up to fill spots from graduation, and we need that too.
We're talking to head coach Trudeau from Van Meter. Being in Iowa, we typically see with Big Ten offenses how big of a part that your kicker can be a part of your game. So, yeah, we don't normally, when we see the stats of touchdowns and yards, we don't necessarily always get to talk about the kicker. So I'm sure Adley appreciates you throwing him out there tonight as one of the leaders on your team.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to say punting is winning, but it certainly doesn't hurt us when we do have to punt. Fortunately, we haven't had to do that much these last several years. But when we do have to, he definitely changes field position. And or like I said, with the kickoffs and kicking game, he's a weapon for us, and also became a weapon for us kicking field goals. And now we'll see what he can do as our full-time kicker, both PATs, field goals, and kickoffs.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us. Again, congratulations on the state championship a year ago. We'll look forward to hearing more great things about the Van Meter Bulldogs in 2024.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Coach Eric Trudeau, and joining us on the preview show tonight and the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. The Coach's Hotline coming away for the Steffes Group, your professional auctioneer since 1960. Visit steffesgroup.com for hundreds of upcoming auctions.
Don't quiz him on a team's mascot name. He knows all of them. Here's John Martinson.
All right, John, we're going to play a little game because we've got the time. We've got the time. We're gonna spin the wheel. We know that you know probably 95% of all the teams. Yeah. We're going to spin this wheel in here, and whatever school name comes up, we're going to see if you can figure out the moniker, mascot. Yeah, yeah. And if you maybe know the head coach instead.
Oh, probably. Oh, boy. Where's going to stop?
Right.
It's a big wheel.
It landed on Western Christian of Hull.
Well, they're now the Wolfpack. They have been the Indians at one time.
Is he right? Do you guys know? Is he right?
I believe he's correct.
He could make some stuff up.
Sometimes if you just say it with conviction, nobody's going to question you. But I'm sure up in Western Iowa.
They may have been the Indians at one time, but they were no mascot at one time.
Well, yeah, right.
Come on, you
got
to get...
I got two of them anyway.
Two names for one that didn't have one. Right. I don't know if we can say that he's right or wrong on that.
Well, it was a meatloaf. Two out of three ain't bad, right?
No, yeah.
I wasn't sure where that was going with meatloaf. I'm glad it went there, though.
And the kids out there listening go meatloaf.
Yeah, for Indians to no nickname to a Wolfpack. Okay, I got two out of three. Okay.
Again, we'd like to thank Coach Mike Tangham of Decorah, Phil Light of Ottumwa, and Eric Trudeau. You just heard from Van Meter for coming on tonight on the Steffes Hotline. We still have Gary Swenson of West Des Moines Valley coming up at the top of the hour. We'll also, again, to all of our affiliates, each and every Friday night, get us your quick highlights of your football game final scores each and every Friday night. We'll get them on, and we'll have coaches lined up by John Martins.
Well, and we'll also have state rankings starting probably next week, and Radio Iowa will be providing us with the top 10 rankings in all seven classes from A player up to 5A.
And if you're a worker at a random Casey's or the father of a head coach, you might just be ready on Friday night too, because we've had phone calls to numerous other people that have got us in contact with coaches.
John cannot transfer a number from his contacts list to my card correctly.
But so far, we're three for three anyway.
But in some of the small towns, we get, you know, it's people like, oh, no, but I know him. I can get you the number. You know?
We actually had a situation where it was the wrong number. He transposed the last two digits, and it happened to be the coach's dad.
Coach's father. Yeah. And he got us in touch with him. So, I mean, there again, two mascots at a school that didn't have a mascot at some point. Is he right or wrong? I mean, we got to give him credit for that.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right. We're going to get a break, top of the hour. We'll come back with more. Thanks to KSOU-FM, the voice of Northwest Iowa Sports and Sioux Center, and KICD, your information station in Spencer, News Radio 102.5 FM and AM 1240, along with Big Country 107.7 FM. That's in Spencer. And, of course, you heard the affiliate report tonight from KUOO 103.9 FM, Campus Radio in Spirit Lake. Some more of our great affiliates. More of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show Week Zero version, the preseason version, after this, powered by Learfield.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
At Beck's, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Beck's Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Beck's Player with Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Joe at Quality Ag Service in Albia and Melrose. Farming is both a way of living and a passion around here. The results our customers get is our number one concern. Whether you need fertilizer, chemicals, seed, or feed, we've got you covered. Not only can we provide the product, but if needed, we can apply it as well. Just give us a call and let us be your hired hand. Quality Ag Service, your hometown ag supplier for all your fertilizer, chemical, seed, and feed needs, serving our entire listening area.
This is Nate Ammons with United Country Real Estate. We know the sale and purchase of ag land or recreational property is a big deal. Whether you're looking to buy or sell country homes, farms, hunting land, or any other type of lifestyle property, United Country has the ground covered. Our national marketing program, paired with our local family-owned brokerage, makes United Country Southern Iowa's number one source for ag land and recreational property. View our listings or learn more at uciowa.com.
Have the right tools for the job at hand with John Deere Tool Storage for your compact tractor. Now you can safely transport all your landscaping tools and power equipment while reducing the number of trips to the garage or shed. Tool Storage attaches to your ROPS, ballast box, or iMatch quick hitch and doesn't interfere with tractor functionality. There are also wall mounting accessories for easy transfer between work and storage. Buckle up for what's next at Sinclair Tractor, your locally owned John Deere dealer since 1998. Visit us at SinclairTractor.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Madison with Zero Connect in Albia. Zero Connect is a custom cable assembly manufacturer of fiber and copper products for voice, data, and video applications. Due to growth and demand, we are now hiring qualified individuals for our production team for first and second shift. Zero Connect is looking for dedicated individuals who are open to working for a fast-paced and fulfilling environment. If you are looking for a rewarding career, let us be your first choice. Apply online at ZeroConnect.com. That's ZeroConnect.com. Equal opportunity employer.
The Super Bowl, the Cyclones, and the NCAA's road to the Final Four. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
Highlights, scores, interviews, and more. Now back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
And along with Wendell Campbell, the ref, John Martinson, I'm Tony Etzeni, Joe Millage, executive producer, and again, all of our great affiliates picking us up each and every Friday night from 10 to 11:30. They include Mix 101.7 FM, KAYL, in Storm Lake. How about K-Way, KWAY, AM 1470, and 96.3 FM, K-Way Sports Network in Waverly, and in Webster City, KQWC, FM, Q95. Our great 30-plus affiliates each and every Friday night, where we get you all the scores from all the games from 5A to Class A player two times around with affiliate reports and coaches on the hotline.
And I'm just saying, I'm an extra large, so any of these affiliates, if you want just some shameless plugs from the ref, I don't want everybody to think that Killer Bee Country is, even though I just, the call letters, it just works well.
Well, can I get to an affiliate report? Yeah. Before we do that, let's get to the scores tonight. In non-district action, in Atlantic took on Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, Atlantic 48-30 winners there. In Class A player tonight, Booyer Valley defeated Moravia 54-21. That game was played in Adel. HLV Tri-County was shut out by Montezuma 64-0. Kalamazoo Wheatland 46-6 winners over English Valley's North English. Iowa Valley of Marengo outlasted BGM Brooklyn 76-67. Likewise for Baxter defeating Springville 58-49. It was Waco of Wayland 51, Central City 36. While Belle Plaine defeated Clarksville tonight 46-20. Colonesco 60-0 winners over Twin Cedars of Bussey. And one more final in Murray 74-26 over Melcher Dallas. Those are the finals we have tonight in this week zero of the Iowa high school football season. And throughout the year, as we gave you the scores and you're listening, if you don't hear your team score, you can text us or hit us at Twitter or whatever you call it anymore.
X Twitter.
At Iowa Scoreboard. Just remember that. At Iowa Scoreboard, you can get us the scores. But let's get back to Quinn Douglas. He's from KQWC out of Webster City, and he has a highlight of Roland Story's upcoming season.
2023 was a banner year in the rebuild and rebirth of Roland Story football, hosting their first playoff game and first second-round playoff appearance since 2008. Going into 2024, fifth-year head coach Matt Finn says his team has found its identity.
Yeah, I think the number one thing that most coaches, especially in Iowa high school, want to be able to do is –
is run the ball and stop the run. And we've got a lot of experience in the box on both sides.
On offense, the Norsemen bring back quarterback Sam Knoll, running back Fiston Carlson, and five seniors on the offensive line. Finn says the development of a young receiving core will be crucial.
We're a little green at receiver. You know, Trevor's got some experience, and Cody does too, and Charlie Watts has played some tight end for us and so forth. But we've got some young guys that are coming on strong and look to be, like, pretty good route runners, pretty speedy problems on the outside, and they look really good at camp.
After a district runner-up finish in 2023, Fenn says that a district title is on the mind of his squad in 2024.
Everybody on this team right now wants to fight for a district championship that year. That's something that, you know, we try not to say without meaning, because I think a lot of people go at this time are saying we want to fight for a district championship. No, we want a district championship at Roland Story.
Roland Story opens their season on August 30th when they host South Tama. For the Radio Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, reporting for KQWC, this is Quinn Douglas.
They might want to try decaf up there at KQWC. Quinn, he's ready to go.
Hey, he loves his job.
That guy is awesome.
It's 11 o'clock on Friday night. I think maybe he's the overnight guy. Maybe that's what it is.
So maybe Pat Powers, hey, actually.
One thing
there.
I'm glad about, I'm glad the season's starting, really. I mean, tonight, week zero, they had 10 games or so, but I'm glad the season's starting a little later than usual. Yep. It's just, I mean, the fair time, the heat. Tonight was a tough night. I mean, it was pretty nice lately.
It wasn't bad, yeah.
But now I think this is the perfect time to start the Iowa high school football season next week with the week we're in.
You know, and we've had that in the past. You know, we've delayed games because of heat. We've pushed them back. You know, a lot of times that will spur some late summer storms, and we've had wind and we've had rain. You know, I think last year, we had a couple weeks where, you know, some torrential rains in parts of the state, and not to mention there's been some decent weather events just across the state of Iowa so far this summer. So, yeah, you know, we've really been blessed with this late summer, a beautiful fair time, and now getting into back to school and ready for the season to kick off.
Absolutely. I can't ask for it.
I didn't mean to force you to talk, John.
No. I was going to say, it's going to supposed to get a little hotter this weekend, but the last few days haven't been bad. Of course, the Iowa State Fair, we talked about it, was about as good a part of stretch of August you can ask for.
And again, we welcome the new affiliates, and we welcome back all the great affiliates throughout the state to pick up the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show each and every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 as we talk to coaches, talk to our affiliates as they report on their games each and every Friday night, and give you all the scores from 5A to 8 player twice around minimum each and every Friday night. And 98% of the time, and I feel comfortable saying that, we get every score of every game by the end of the night. And one of those people out there, Kevin Cunningham, who's not with us tonight, he does a phenomenal job of making sure that we can get all those scores throughout the night.
And it kind of sounds like he's not with us. He's still with us. Yes. He's just not doing anything tonight because there's not a lot
behind the scenes.
He ain't gone.
Kevin's out there. Yeah. You know, we had a chance to talk to Jared Chizik earlier tonight. One of the things, if you were listening into his interview, we generally talk about rules changes. Well, one of the things you're really, from a fan standpoint, you're not going to see this coming year is a lot of rule changes, because there were none. There was an official memo that went out as far as knee pads over the knees. You know, you watch a lot of these Saturday games, the guys look like they're out there in biker shorts. Safety is of the utmost priority for the Athletic Association. Working the scrimmage tonight, I was, I'll say surprised, but the number of the outer helmets that they're utilizing during practice time with the cushion helmets for the concussions and things like that. The other thing being the eye black. You know, we started to see these guys with the warrior paint and all that sort of thing. And the association just kind of stepped in and standardized that and said, hey, you know, this isn't a face painting contest. This is a football field. And so, but other than that, there's really not any other rules changes. And talking to Jared at the clinic last night, there were over 40 proposals at the NFHS level, and not a single one of them made it out of committee or even was adopted by any of the state associations. So as an official, that's kind of nice, because we can just focus on the game as opposed to focusing on what has changed from year to year. You know, I had a young kid tonight, Ben was his name, that was working the scrimmage with us. First time he had been on the field, watching him take some snaps at umpire, watching him take some snaps on the sideline. You know, there's a lot of these young guys coming in, and the less of the rules that has to change for them in order to get involved in the game, it's great to see these young kids getting to participate and starting to work some games.
Again, we had Mike Tangen of Decorah come in from Class 3A, Phil Light of Ottumwa came in, and and Eric Trudeau from Van Meter came in to our coach's hotline brought to you by the Steffes Group. We have one more to go. It is Gary Swenson from West Des Moines Valley out of Class 5A. We'll have him next here on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show each and every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and always powered by Learfield.
From 5A all the way to 8 player, we'll be back with more on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith for...
With the bumper 2023 crop in the bin, Nutrien Ag Solutions is looking forward to the 2024 crop and making it even bigger for you. Give Nutrien Ag Solutions a call for foliar fertilizers and stress reduction products to help achieve this goal. Nutrien Ag Solutions in Oskaloosa at 641-673-9298.
That's Jim Kellner with Nutrien Ag Solutions in Oskaloosa. Stop by today, 3404 28th Avenue East in Oskaloosa.
When it comes to your insurance for your home, auto, farm, and business, think about your very own hometown insurance company, GNP Insurance. Right here in Albia for 12-plus years, family-owned and operated, we are proud of our hometown just like you are. From the wonderful Welcome Home Soldier Monument to all the local businesses thriving in our community, the wonderful churches and kids excelling throughout our community, we are proud of Albia just like you. Proud to support, serve, and protect our community. Next time you think of your insurance and protection needs, think of GNP Insurance.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Attention all archery enthusiasts, it's time to upgrade your bow game with the latest arrival of Hoyt and Expedition bows at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the new Hoyt and Expedition bows will elevate your archery experience. Bluff Creek Archery also offers great selections of quality used bows, perfect for those looking for high performance at a great value. Carrying all the accessories you need and offering service, repairs, and adjustments for all bows. Hit your mark with Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. HS.org.
Keeping you company on your drive home from the game. Let's get back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrid. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Welcome back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. It's week zero. It's also the preview show, and we have head coaches on here all night long on the coaches hotline, brought to you by the Steffes Group at steffescoop.com. And now joining us, the head coach of the Tigers of West Des Moines Valley, the veteran Gary Swenson. Gary, nice talking to you again. How are you as the football season starts again?
Good talking to you as well. Thanks for having me on.
Boy, it seems like a long time, Gary. I know it started at Spencer for you, and now all these years of West Des Moines Valley and the perennial power that you've put there. How's this journey been for you as you look back at another season?
Well, it goes fast. Everybody's going to tell you that. When you get to the point of longevity, I guess I'm at. But, you know, as long as I keep enjoying it, I really have a passion for high school football. And I think it's something, obviously, that at some point, you know, you walk away and turn the reins over to somebody else. And when that will happen, I don't know. I don't think about that until, you know, after the holidays and each year. I just want to be sure that I'm doing a good job and I feel good and it's fine. I'll keep doing it.
Coach, have you ever had a season like last year where you got off to such a tough start against awfully good competition? I guess your team, certainly with the moniker, it's not how you start, but how you finish. Have you ever had a season like that in past years?
Well, I can't say that I have. I mean,
You know, it wasn't by design, I can assure you of that. Those early games are against good teams, and on those nights where we played those guys, they were good games. We just weren't good enough to win those games. And, you know, you keep thinking, well, we're due here, but it doesn't work that way. You've got to put it out on the field on Friday night, and we had quite a skid there. I mean, we were sitting at 1-5, and thinking about getting to the playoffs at that point was just kind of a distant hope, you know. And then won a couple games, and it came down to that week. What was it? Week 8 with Ankeny, and got a big win, you know. And then obviously, when you play a schedule like a lot of us around here do, the RPI ends up in your favor because almost everybody you play has a winning record. So you're probably going to, you know, at 4-5, your chances of getting in are pretty good, but that's not how, you know, we would definitely like take a different approach this year, but same schedule, so we'll see.
We're talking to head coach Gary Swenson at West Des Moines Valley and the Tigers. And coach, for week one, the guys up in Boone that made the schedule, they didn't wait very long to let you guys get a chance to avenge, you know, an overtime loss in the playoffs last year to Southeast Polk. So looking forward to week one. Talk about some of your senior leadership here on this team and what this is going to mean to jump back in there against a Southeast Polk Rams team that's been a little bit of a juggernaut here the last couple of years.
Well, they have, and they've been very good. We're pretty familiar with them. I mean, we played them in the finals in 22 and then turned around last year and opened with them. Then we played them in the semis a year ago, and then we turned around and played them in the opener again this year. And, you know, we're going to do our best. They've got a run of about 5 or 6 games on us, so we're hoping we can correct that. But I like our seniors. I think we've got a good group of kids, you know, that have played a lot of football for us. We've got 3 or 4 kids that have been, we used them as sophomores on our varsity, you know, on defense. Gage Olson, Andrew Price, I mean, they got a lot of playing time as sophomores. They were pressed into duty because we needed help, and they were quality players, young players, but they did perform offensively. You know, hopefully Zay Robinson is healthy, but he contributed as a sophomore. Darius Mason was our tailback his sophomore year, so he returned. Derek Ellens is an offensive lineman who will be a 3-year starter. I mean, he was first-team All-State player a year ago. So we've got some good players. It's just a matter of us putting together the type of game that can win early against those type of teams. You know, we go Southeast Polk, Valley, and Johnston, Waukee are our first 4 games. Those are all good teams. I mean, every year, but they'll be good teams again this year. And, you know, we got to figure out a way to be able to compete in those type of settings early in the season.
And looking up and down your roster, you're most certainly, you've got some seniors in there. I'm looking some 295, some 260s, a 300, a 310. You've got some guys with some size up front that'll do the heavy lifting for your Tiger team for this year.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I don't think we're going to be moaning and groaning about being outmatched from a size. Everybody's got those type of big kids now, though, it seems. I mean, it's just so different than it used to be. I mean, you know, the 300-pound offensive lineman is not an exception anymore. You see every team with a couple guys like that. Now, whether they're capable or are they just big, you know, that's always the question. I like our guys, and clearly, I mean, you have to win the line of scrimmage at some point. If you can't, that's what happened to us a year ago in those games. We would just eventually lose out at the line of scrimmage. We just weren't good enough. And we got better, though, and by the end of the year, we were able to do some of that. But this year, it's won or lost up front. You can have all the skilled talents you can want or talk about, but if you lose at the line of scrimmage, you're going to have trouble.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us. Have a great season in 2024 at Valley High School at West Des Moines Valley. Thanks, Coach.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you, Coach Swenson, and the Coach's Hotline presented by the Steffes Group, selling land and equipment for 65 years. The Steffes Group is one of the nation's fastest-growing auction companies with locations all throughout the Midwest and Rocky Mountain regions. Visit them at steffesgroup.com.
And again, thanks to Mike Tangham of Decora, Phil Light of Atama, and Eric Trudeau of Van Meter also joining us on the Coach's Hotline. Let's get to the scores we have tonight one final time.
Score alert.
I just had to make sure it still worked.
Oh. You know I'm old. I'm starting to go senile a little bit here, Joe.
Sometimes you just got to let the voices in your head talk.
That's what I'm getting ready to do. Here are the voices talking about tonight's final scores in regular season week zero games. Most all are an A player, but one, the one that was not, was Atlantic defeating Castle Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 48-30. Murray, 74-26 winners over Melcher Dallas. It was Colonesco 60, Twin Cedars of Bussey 0. Again, these are all an A player tonight. Belle Plaine 46-20 winners over Clarksville, while Waco of Wayland defeated Central City 51-36. It was Baxter 58, Springville 49. And one that put up a lot of numbers tonight on the scoreboard, Iowa Valley of Marengo, 76-67 winners over BGM Brooklyn, while English Valley's North English Falls to Calamus Wheatland 46-6. It was Montezuma 64, HLV Tri-County 0, and Booyer Valley of Dunlap 54-21 winners over Moravia. That game was played at Adel.
A couple of notes on these games. I mentioned Nolan Kriegel had 10 touchdowns tonight from Iowa Valley. He's only a sophomore, by the way. And the Belle Plaine Clarksville game was a battle of Bolin brothers. Darren Bolin coaching at Clarksville and his brother Todd at Belle Plaine. And brother Todd got the better of brother Darren. I mean, Clarksville won last year's game at Clarksville. This year, the Plainsmen of Belle Plaine won against the Indians at Belle Plaine this year.
Can we call that the Bolin Bowl?
The Bolin Bowl. There we go. That works. That was one of the eight
players. Maybe the prize will be a golden Bolin.
Golden Bolin?
I need a break.
You never know.
Let's take a break.
A Bolin ball.
It's week zero.
We have to go to break. Let's take a break. Week zero of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. Again, next week, 5A to A player. All the scores of all the games, all the time, with great affiliate reports and, of course, coaches' interviews brought to you by the Steffes Group. And, of course, the rankings we use each and every week will be those of Radio Iowa at Radio Iowa.com. Back with more of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, Week Zero, preseason edition, after this timeout, powered by Learfield.
Scores are coming in like hotcakes. More outcomes next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The BX Series is the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus up to $1,500. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Albia or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
Welcome back in once again, everybody, as we're looking down the fence row here at mid-August. And Tim Meyer with the Steffes Group.
We've got a good week here at Steffes Group. We got 13 auctions. 11 of those are opportunities to buy equipment. But, you know, if you're thinking about having a sale here coming up maybe towards the end of the year, it's time to be calling us. Even though you want to use the equipment in the field, get on our calendar, and we can reserve the date for you. So that all starts with a phone call, and we'd love the opportunity to come out and see you. 319-385-2000. Again, that number, 319-385-2000. My name's Tim Meyer, and I'd love the opportunity to talk to you. We got the Farm Progress Show coming up too, Joe. I want to mention that. That's here in another week.
We're trying to shoehorn everything in, aren't we?
We go from one extreme to the other. Farm Progress Show in Boone to Old Threshers in Mount Pleasant.
It's Tim Meyer, Steffes Group, steffesgroup.com. Check out their website. Give Tim a call. He'll be happy to stop out to your place. That's the Steffes Report heard right here.
Summer is here, and at Community First Credit Union, we have to ask, have you thought about where you'd like to be next summer? Would you like to be in a new house, new vehicle, enjoying retirement? We have a hot deal to help. With a minimum of $1,000, get a 13-month certificate account at 5.15% annual percentage yield. And start building your savings this summer to be prepared for next. Get details and apply online today at c1stcu.com. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
And drive.
Here we go!
Live from Radio Iowa. It's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now back to the studio.
All right, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Asseni. Of course, our executive producer is Joe Millage, and we thank everybody for joining us tonight on this Week Zero preview show of the Iowa High School's 2024 Iowa High School football season. Again, each and every Friday night from 10 to 11:30, we'll get you every score of every game from Class 5A to Class 8 player two times around. We'll interview coaches from around the state in their big games on the Coaches Hotline, brought to you by the Steffes Group. The rankings we'll use each and every Friday night are those of Radio Iowa. And you can go check it out before the Friday night starts at RadioIowa.com. But guys, as we wind down our first show and get ready for the regular season to kick full-blown, let's remind everybody who's back to defend the championship in 2023, the champions. We're in Class A player Bishop Garrigan of Algona. West Hancock of Britt will be back to defend the Class A title. In 1A, Grundy Center will be looking for their third straight.
Yeah.
And Van Meter, of course, with two 1As, and last year's 2A, we'll be looking for their fourth straight title. They were the 2A champions last year. We talked to Eric Trudeau, the head coach, earlier tonight. Williamsburg is the defending champion in Class 3A. In Class 4A, it was Lewis Central of Council Bluffs. In 5A, well, Southeast Polk's going to be trying to do the same thing as Van Meter, except they're going to try to win four straight 5A titles as the Rams get set for their
We're all about giving back to the community we serve. So we're active in organizations that support our kids, like 4-H and FFA, sponsoring events and scholarships. We support local school boards, fairs, and community organizations. You could say our interest in agriculture and the people who make it possible just keeps growing. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
This is one of the top 15 centers in the 5A
trophy since they've started.
And of course, Southeast Polk will open next week against Coach Gary Swenson's West Des Moines Valley Tigers. Always, that's been a great lid lifter, certainly in 2024.
Well, truthfully, in 5A, when you do your non-district games, your non-group games, the good teams are playing each other to really test each other early in the season. Hopefully, they come out of there with lack of injuries and good health, and by the end of the season, figure out where they need to be for the playoff run. But guys, as you look at this 2024 season, what are some of your look-aheads to?
Yeah, for next week, and I was just kind of looking through, and this is on some of the bigger classes, 4A and I think 3A, ADM, coming off a 7-4 season last year. They go to Newton and play at H.A. Lynn. John and I were talking about Newton on the way down here, and a program that I definitely see kind of on the way up, so ADM and Newton, that game at H.A. Lynn for next week in week one.
Also, in 4A, this is an interesting game. Here's Creston. In 3A, they were a state quarterfinalist. They'll be at Winterset, take on a very good 4A Husky ball club that went into the playoffs. I think went to the quarters as well. So, so that's a 4A. In 3A, Williamsburg will open defense of their state championship at Class 1A West Branch in the Little Rose Bowl at the famed Butch Peterson Stadium. Harlan will host Class 4A defending champion Lewis Central. That's always a great battle when the Cyclones and Lewis Central get together, the Titans. And Webster City will open the post-Bob Howard era. Coach Howard retiring after last year. Andy Brim, who you heard from in the Quinn Douglas report earlier tonight, a former assistant of his. He now takes over as head coach of the Lynx. They'll be at Fort Dodge to take on the Dodgers. So those are among games in 3A. In 1A, real quickly, Dyke New Hartford and Grundy Center. That's a great game. That was a close game last year. Grundy Center ran the table last year, but that was a one-point game in the regular season. Second game, Grundy ran all over Dyke New Hartford. And then also Van Meter hosting Underwood. And let's see, what else do we have? I got some. Go ahead. Anybody else? I've got some A-player games to look at real quick. Defending champion Bishop Garrigan will open against Fort Dodge St. Edmunds. Cam Vanita at Audubon. Ought to be a great game in Southwest Iowa. Gladbrook Rhinebeck at Don Bosco. And Moravia at Bedford, a state finalist from a year ago in eight-player football. So those are among the games as far as eight-player goes. Some of the games of note from across the state of Iowa as far as next week's openers go. As we take a look at other matchups of note around the state, as we look at other classes here real quick.
And again, to all of our affiliates and all those listening, all the scores, 5A to Class A player each and every Friday night. Join us from 10 to 11:30 as we do this, and again, powered by Learfield. And we appreciate everybody who is backing us up, who is listening to us, who is picking us up this 2024 Iowa High School football season. It's going to be a lot of fun, and again, we'll get you the scores twice all the way around, and usually we get every score of every game because of such a great team of people across the state to give us the scores. For Wendell Campbell, for John Martinson, for executive producer Joe Millage, I'm Tony Anseni. Again, thank you for joining us tonight. We'll be back next Friday night and every Friday night during the football season from 10 to 11:30. We're always powered by Learfield, and all of our rankings we use each and every Friday night from those of Radio Iowa. Good night, everybody.
This has been the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show with Tony Anseni, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell. Presented by Bex Hybrids, a joint production of Learfield and Waveguide Communications. Tune in next week for another exciting night under the lights in the great state of Iowa. Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Iowa. This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
But day by day, we just continue, you know, our approach is to reset the standard and, you know, just trying to right the ship and you know, pour great things into our kids. I'm blessed to have a great coaching staff in Ottumwa and outstanding support by the administration. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting started. We've got a good group of kids coming back that I've been around for the last 3 years, and I know they want to win bad, but, you know, I talk about we just got to be consistent at being consistent in our program and everything we do, and we feel like we're taking the right steps.
We're talking to head coach Phil Light of Ottumwa. Coach, you said you've been there for 3 years, but now you are the head coach. Are there anything that you're implementing that's new because of what you like to do instead of what's done in the past?
Well, I just, you know, X's and O's are, you know, extremely important, but it's more about the Johnnies and Joes and taking care of them and just developing our player program, you know, getting the kids in the weight room and doing those type of things. And just, you know, I think it's how you practice. You know, we practice situational football, and, you know, we're recruiting our hallways, and we've got some kids out that haven't been out that we think can contribute. So, like I said, it's just an ongoing process, but our kids are, you know, they're fired up, they're working hard, and they're excited about, you know, our first game next week at home against Keokuk.
As you get ready to, well, Keokuk, you know, Coach, you inherit a team that went 4-5 last year, right on the cusp of a potential winning season. Did you guys have a scrimmage or something tonight? Did you guys get to scrimmage somebody else or play each other?
No, we had practice. We had something set up, and you know, it got canceled because of their numbers and stuff. And so, you know, we just took it upon ourselves to, you know, I don't talk a whole lot about winning or losing. I talk about the process it takes to win, and you know, I just say it's all about us, and that's what we worked on tonight at practice, is situational football, taking care of us, and taking care of the football. You know. Just doing the little things in detail.
Coach, is it next week you have, is Kia come to Schaefer Stadium the next week?
Yes, next Friday. They'll come to Schaefer Stadium.
Coach told me when I grabbed him on the phone that, hey, some of us have to work tomorrow. Let's make
this.
Go ahead.
I love practice.
Yes.
You know, and I tell our kids practice time is more precious than gold, and how we use our time is going to determine the outcome at the end of the week, you know. So, anyway, that's our mentality.
Well, Coach Phil Light of Ottumwa, we thank you for coming on. Congratulations on becoming the head coach this year. We wish you the best of luck and best of health throughout this 2024 season. I appreciate you coming on tonight.
Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys, and thanks for covering high school athletics.
You bet. Phil Light of Ottumwa Coaches Hotline, brought to you in part by the Steffes Group at steffesgroup.com.
Excuse me, for 65 years, the Steffes Group is one of the fastest-growing auction companies with locations throughout the Midwest and Rocky Mountain regions. Visit them at steffesgroup.com.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more coaches on the hotline, more affiliate updates on their upcoming season of teams in their area. Right now, you are listening to the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, and we're powered by Learfield.
From West Union to East Marshall, from North Liberty to South Tama, we've got more coming up on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
This is Jill Witt with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. We are excited to announce our new partnership with LifeServe Blood Center, ranked as one of the top 15 blood centers in the country, and will be the sole supplier of blood and blood products to MCHC. As a community-based blood center, LifeServe hosts blood drives in the communities where that blood will go back into the area hospitals, making sure your donation always stays local. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia, where healthcare is made personal.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids, live from the Iowa High School Scoreboard Studio.
And along with Wendell Campbell, the ref, with John Martinson, I'm Tony Etzeni. Joe Millage, our executive producer. We'd like to welcome our affiliates from across the state. Let me get my tongue untied. KDSN-FM, The Hive in Denison, in Des Moines, 102.1 FM, and ESPN Radio AM 1350, KRNT. In Killerbee Country, in Estherville, KILR-FM.
That's my favorite one, Killerbee. And I love all the affiliates. I totally do. Mm-hmm. But the call letters, Killerbee Country. Love it.
Good backstroke there, Wendell.
Yeah, love it.
KIOW-FM, the best mix and more in Forest City. And in Fort Madison, KB, Fox Sports, 104.5 FM and AM 1360. Some more of our great affiliates across the state. And again, beginning next week, week one of the ski season, you will hear all the scores from all the classes, from 5A to Class 8 player, twice around at least through the night.
And I'm not even trying to get swag, but I'm just saying, if I had something that had Killerbee Country on it, if they sent it to the studio, I would wear it at least once.
I'll get you set up with Roger. I know Roger Jacobs.
Yeah, the owner of Killerbee Country. Yeah. But I love the affiliates, because honestly, that's what makes our show so great. Whenever I talk to people, they love hearing reports from parts of Iowa that they may not be familiar with the teams or the area, but just the fact that we can get all that put together in 90 minutes on a Friday night is pretty amazing. So all the affiliates out there, the guys that are driving hours and hours to sit in press boxes and call these games, we appreciate everything that they do.
All right, let's get to some scores that we do have tonight in this week zero. They're all 8-player except for one. The one that is not 8-player that we have a final. Atlantic defeated Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 48-30. In 8-player finals tonight at Adel tonight, it was Booyer Valley of Dunlap 54-21 winners over Moravia. Montezuma defeated HLV Tri-County 64-0. Kalamazoo Sweetland 46-6 winners over English Valley's North English. It was a high-scoring matchup between Iowa Valley of Marengo and BGM Brooklyn. Iowa Valley the victor 76-67. Baxter outlasted Springville 58-49. It was Waco of Wayland 51, Central City 36. More finals tonight included Clarksville falling to Belle Plaine 46-20. Colonesco shuts out Twin Cedars of Bussey 60-0. And Murray 74-26 winners over Melcher Dallas. Those are the finals in this week's Zero Scoreboard. And let's get to one of our affiliates, Scott Nolte of KUOO. He's got a preview of 5 teams from his area.
I'm Scott Nolte, sports director for KUOO Q102 Y100 Radio out of the Spirit Lake and Spencer area. And our family of stations typically cover 5 area teams during the football season. Let's start off with Spirit Lake Class 2A. They went 10-2 last year. They lost in the semifinals to Central Lyon George Little Rock. This year, they return a lot of talent. Quarterback, top 5 rushers, and top 3 receivers, among others. A loaded team this year for Spirit Lake, with high expectations and hopes of making it back to the Dome. Okoboji, also in 2A District 2, last year finished 2-7, but those 2 wins were in the district, and it did qualify them for the playoffs. They lost in the first round. This year, they return their dual-threat senior quarterback, Landon Duvall, as well as their top receiver and top defender, and once again have expectations for a good season and looking to make it back to the playoffs. For Emmitsburg in Class 1A District 2, they went 7-3 last year. They lost in the second round of the playoffs. They have a strong senior class coming back this year. They return their quarterback, a host of running backs, and on defense, they return their top 5 defenders. They also have high expectations for this season, looking to make a deep run into the playoffs. In Class A, District 1, Hartley Melvin Sanborn, another team that we cover. Last year, a relatively young squad, and they finished 1-7, but they were in every one of those games except for 3 of them. This year, they look to improve on their record as they do return their quarterback and their top 2 running backs. And our final team that we cover is in 8-man District 2. Harris Lake Park went 5-4 last year, made the playoffs, lost in the first round. Last year's team featured a lot of seniors that they will have to replace. They will have to replace their quarterback, top 3 running backs, and 4 of their top wide receivers. And they will have just 4 seniors on this year's squad. Harris Lake Park also has a new head coach. That's the report for the 5 area teams that we cover during the high school football season. For Radio Iowa, this is Scott Nolte on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Appreciate that preview, Scott. One of our great affiliates out there, and a really nice preview. We have a coach on the hotline. Again, the coach's hotline each and every week, brought to you by the Steffes Group and at steffesgroup.com. And the head coach is from Decorah, the Vikings, Mike Tangham, the new head coach, although yes, he's been there a while, out of Class 3A. Mike, thanks for joining us tonight as we get set for the 2024 high school football season.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Coach, again, this is your first year as head coach. Congratulations on accepting the position for the Vikings. How many years have you been at Decorah?
So I've been teaching there for 11 years. I've been coaching football for 10. I was the defensive coordinator for the last 6 years. So, yeah, I also played football there back in the day. So it's kind of a full circle thing we got going.
Coach Tagnan, you inherit a 6-4 football team from last year, a team that two of those losses came from some pretty decent teams in Western Dubuque and North Scott, you know, teams that were in the state quarterfinals. So talk about some of the kids you've got returning this year and maybe some things that you are keeping doing or maybe some things you might be doing different with the team for this year as the new head coach.
Yeah, no, I mean, we always play a real tough schedule, whether it's non-district, you know, opponents around our part of the state, and then just our district's pretty tough. But, yeah, no, we lost a few seniors. We lost some explosive guys, but we do have quite a few guys returning. Our starting quarterback's back. We've got some pretty decent offensive linemen. But, yeah, the big thing is we've got a really good junior class that has kind of come up the ranks, and there's quite a few. We have a big squad of them. There's like, you know, for us, 25 to 27 guys, which is pretty good size for a junior class. And there's a lot of talent in that group. So it's just kind of getting them up to speed. We had a couple of those guys starting for us last year. Tommy Sexton's a really good wrestler. He placed in the state at one, the upper class. And then Trevor Kennan was also a guy that played for us last year as a sophomore. And then we've got a few guys coming back, too. William Hahn is a great defensive line, good leader for us. But yeah, so, I mean, the mixture between the two classes I feel excited about.
And you guys start out on the road for the first 2 weeks. Looks like you guys had a scrimmage tonight, and then you go to Waukon next week, and then West Delaware. Yep. So you got to figure out how to get off the bus and play right away.
Obviously, Waukon, you know, I mean, just they're very well coached. Their offense is very complex. I've had to coach defense against them now for a few years, and they bring a lot to the table there. And then West Delaware is just tough every year. I mean, I even remember when I was playing against them back in the day. I mean, it was always a real good rivalry. And Decorah history with West Delaware, there's been a lot of big games. So those first two games are going to be – I always like playing Waukon early, honestly, because it really helps prepare our defense for the future just because of all the things that they do. I mean, they're very tough to defend, but it really sets us up defensively to kind of handle a lot of different things that they throw at you. So I'm excited about the first couple of games, but they will be a challenge for sure.
Well, Coach, we welcome, of course, the new affiliate in Decorah, KDEC, and Decorah and Waukon, and welcome you as the head football coach, and we hope we'll hear about good things about the Vikings of Decorah in 2024.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Coach Mike Tangen, the new head coach of the Decorah Vikings, our coach's hotline coming away for the Steffes Group, the nation's fastest-growing auction company. Whether you're interested in buying or selling land or equipment, visit them at steffesgroup.com.
Well, coming up next will be on the coach's hotline, Eric Trudeau, the three-time defending champs, twice in 1A, once in 2A, out of Van Meter. He'll come up. Also in the top of the hour, Gary Swenson, the Tigers of West Des Moines Valley head coach, will also join us on the Coach's Hotline. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of the Week Zero preview show of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. And as always, powered by Learfield.
More scores coming up from 5A to 8 player and everything in between on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
What a different world we would live in if we could predict the future. Then we'd be able to see our mistakes before we allowed them to happen. All generations have weathered through one unfortunate choice or another. Some appalling, others thoroughly humbling. Today, we have an obligation to not repeat the blunders of our past. We can't wait for something wrong to happen before we do the right thing. There's too much at stake to just look the other way. Don't text and drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you own firearms, it's your responsibility to make sure they're always stored safely. Hiding them in a closet or drawer is not enough. Kids know where they are. Research shows the risk of injury and death is lower if guns are stored unloaded and locked up, with the ammunition locked in a separate place. This is important when children are young, as well as when they grow into teenagers. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Tony, John, Wendell. They're back with more results from around the great state of Iowa. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
And welcome to the preview Week Zero show on the Iowa High School Scoreboard, powered by Learfield. Thanks to, again, the affiliates joining us each and every Friday night. Well, we'll give you all the final scores from 5A to 8 player at least twice throughout the night, along with affiliate reports and coaches' interviews. KNOD FM, Cool Gold 105 in Harlan's, another one of our great affiliates. Eastern Iowa's high school sports play-by-play leader in Manchester is KAM-CH-FM. And in Sioux City, Talk Radio, KSCJ, AM 1360 and 94.9 FM, a couple more of our great affiliates. We do have a handful of scores. Let's get to those tonight. Most of them an eight-player. The only one that wasn't that we have a final tonight was the Atlantic defeating Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 48-30. In eight-player finals we have tonight, Booyer Valley 54-21 winners over Moravia. It was Montezuma 64, HLV Tri-County 0. Calvin Sweetland defeated English Valley's North English 46-6. In a shootout, Iowa Valley Marengo 76-67 winners over BGM Brooklyn. And Baxter outlasted Springville 58-49. More eight-player finals tonight. Week zero included Waco of Wayland 51, Central City 36. It was Belle Plaine 46-20 winners over Clarksville. Twin Cedars of Bussey was shut out by Colonesco 60-0. And it was Murray all over Melcher Dallas tonight 74-26. Those are the finals on this week zero of the Iowa high school football season. But let's get back to the coaches hotline. Again, brought to you by the Steffes Group at steffesgroup.com. Well, they're used to winning. That's for sure. Two straight 1A titles, and last year, let's just make it 2A, and back in 2A to run the Van Meter Bulldogs is head coach Eric Trudeau. Welcome back, Eric, to another season in 2024.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on the 2A championship a year ago, and how's the offseason been for your team, and how's the early season workouts going so far?
Yeah, the offseason was very good. We've got a record high number of kids out this year, 9 through 12, with 76 kids. So that's a great number for us. We got a large freshman class, but then we've also got 19 seniors that are back for most of them their fourth year. And so we're looking forward to, competition on and off the field and seeing what we can do again.
We're talking to head coach Trudeau from the Van Meter Bulldogs. Coach, can you talk a little bit about the success of your program and how, they say rising tides bring all ships up, and you just continue to be a great case study for how success at your level and these kids. I was able to work a basketball game with the Van Meter Bulldogs last year and then also see some of the baseball here over the summer as well. But you just continue to have the success within your programs there at the school.
Yeah, I think the kids realize they've got to put in the work, and it doesn't just happen. And so they become very, very competitive with themselves, and then I think that leads to great competition on the field, on the court, whatever it may be, but also in the weight room and in the off seasons that they have, or even in seasons. And so our kids realize that if they want to continue to uphold the standard that we've set or even exceed that, it's going to take a tremendous amount of work, and they're willing to put that in. And so I'm just really grateful and feel privileged that I get a coach in a place that has so many hardworking kids for us.
Coach, who are the kids you're expecting to lead this program here in 2024?
We've got Jay Haley and Henry Lounsbury battling for our quarterback spot. They're doing a good job there. It's been a good competition. So we'll settle on a decision and see where we land on Friday night. Next Friday we'll get Underwood. But Nathan Becker is starting for his third year in our offensive line, and he'll probably also be an inside linebacker for us this year. Caleb Moore is back at receiver. Just a really talented, not only receiver, DB, but return guy. Very, quite a weapon for us in our special teams. Adley Lounsbury, I know not a lot of people probably talk about their kicker or punter, but Adley returns as an All-State kicker. And he just really makes it difficult on opposing offenses when, you know, he's consistently kicking touchbacks and, giving them 80-yard fields, and that certainly helps us defensively. And so just, a lot of kids returning that do a lot of good things for us. But yet we have a lot of kids coming up to fill spots from graduation, and we need that too.
We're talking to head coach Trudeau from Van Meter. You know, being in Iowa, we typically see with Big Ten offenses how big of a part that your kicker can be a part of your game. So, yeah, we don't normally, when we see the stats of touchdowns and yards, we don't necessarily always get to talk about the kicker. So I'm sure Adley appreciates you throwing him out there tonight as one of the leaders on your team.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to say punting is winning, but it certainly doesn't hurt us when we do have to punt. Fortunately, we haven't had to do that much these last several years. But when we do have to, he definitely changes field position. And or like I said, with the kickoffs and kicking game, he's a weapon for us, and also became a weapon for us kicking field goals. And now we'll see what he can do as our full-time kicker, both PATs, field goals, and kickoffs.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us. Again, congratulations on the state championship a year ago. We'll look forward to hearing more great things about the Van Meter Bulldogs in 2024.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Coach Eric Trudeau, and joining us on the preview show tonight in the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. The Coach's Hotline coming your way for the Steffes Group, your professional auctioneer since 1960. Visit steffesgroup.com for hundreds of upcoming auctions.
Don't quiz him on a team's mascot name. He knows all of them. Here's John Martinson.
All right, John, we're going to play a little game because we've got the time. Got the time. We're gonna spin the wheel. Know that you know probably 95% of all the teams. Yeah. We're going to spin this wheel in here, and whatever school name comes up, we're going to see if you can figure out the team.
The moniker,
mascot. You maybe know the head coach instead.
Oh, probably. Oh, boy. Where's going to stop?
It's a big wheel.
It landed on Western Christian of Hull.
Well, they're now the Wolfpack. They have been the Indians at one time.
Is he right? Do you guys know? Is he right?
I believe he's correct.
He could make some stuff up.
Sometimes if you just say it with conviction, nobody's going to question it. But I'm sure up in Western Iowa.
They may have been the Indians at one time, but they were no mascot at one time.
Well, yeah, I'm right.
Come on. Okay. You gotta get...
I got two of them anyway.
Two names for one that didn't have one. Right. I don't know if we can say that he's right or wrong on that.
Well, it was a meatloaf. Two out of three ain't bad, right?
No, yeah.
I wasn't sure where that was going with meatloaf. I'm glad it went there, though.
And the kids out there listening go, meatloaf.
Yeah, for Indians to no nickname to Wolfpack. Okay, I got two out of three. Okay.
Again, we'd like to thank Coach Mike Tangham of Decorah, Phil Light of Atumwa, and Eric Trudeau. You just heard from Van Meter for coming on tonight on the Steffes Hotline. We still have Gary Swenson of West Des Moines Valley coming up at the top of the hour. We'll also, again, to all of our affiliates, each and every Friday night, get us your quick highlights of your football game final scores each and every Friday night. We'll get them on, and we'll have coaches lined up by John Martinson.
Well, and then we'll also have state rankings starting probably next week, and Radio Iowa will be providing us with the top 10 rankings in all seven classes from 8 player up to 5A.
And if you're a worker at a random Casey's or the father of a head coach, you might just be ready on Friday night too, because we've had phone calls to numerous other people that have got us in contact with coaches.
Transfer a number from his contacts list to my card correctly.
But we're 3 for 3 anyway.
But in some of the small towns we get, it's people like, oh, no, but I know him. I can get you the number,
We actually had a situation where it was the wrong number. He transposed the last two digits, and it happened to be the coach's dad.
Coach's father. Yeah. And he got us in touch with him. So, I mean, there again, two mascots at a school that didn't have a mascot at some point. Is he right or wrong? I mean, we got to give him credit for that.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right. We're going to get a break, top of the hour. We'll come back with more. Thanks to KSOU-FM, the voice of Northwest Iowa Sports and Sioux Center, and KICD, your information station in Spencer, News Radio 102.5 FM and AM 1240, along with Big Country 107.5. 97.7 FM. That's in Spencer. And, of course, you heard the affiliate report tonight from KUOO 103.9 FM, Campus Radio in Spirit Lake. Some more of our great affiliates. More of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show Week Zero version, the preseason version, after this, powered by Learfield.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
The Super Bowl, the Cyclones, and the NCAA's road to the Final Four. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
Highlights, scores, interviews, and more. Now back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
And along with Wendell Campbell, the ref, John Martinson, I'm Tony Anseni, Joe Millage, executive producer, and again, all of our great affiliates picking us up each and every Friday night from 10 to 11:30. They include Mix 101.7 FM, KAYL, in Storm Lake. How about K-Way, KWAY, AM 1470, and 96.3 FM, K-Way Sports Network in Waverly, and in Webster City, KQWC FM, Q95. Our great 30-plus affiliates each and every Friday night, where we get you all the scores from all the games from 5A to Class A player two times around with affiliate reports and coaches on the hotline.
And I'm just saying I'm an extra large, so any of these affiliates, if you want just some shameless plugs from the ref, I don't want everybody to think that Killer Bee Country is, even though I just, the call letters, it just works well.
Well, can I get to an affiliate report? Yeah. But before we do that, let's get to the scores tonight. In non-district action, Atlantic took on Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Atlantic 48 to 30 winners there. In Class A player tonight, Brewer Valley defeated Moravia 54-21. That game was played in Adel. HLV Tri-County was shut out by Montezuma 64-0. Kalamazoo Wheatland 46-6 winners over English Valley's North English. Iowa Valley of Marengo outlasted BGM Brooklyn 76-67. Likewise for Baxter defeating Springville 58-49. It was Waco of Wayland 51, Central City 36, while Belle Plaine defeated Clarksville tonight 46-20. Colonesco 60-0 winners over Twin Cedars of Bussey, and one more final in Murray 74-26 over Melcher Dallas. Those are the finals we have tonight in this week zero of the Iowa high school football season. And throughout the year, as we gave you the scores and you're listening, if you don't hear your team score, you can text us or hit us at Twitter or whatever you call it anymore.
X, Twitter.
At Iowa Scoreboard. Just remember that. At Iowa Scoreboard, you can get us the scores. But let's get back to Quinn Douglas. He's from KQWC out of Webster City, and he has a highlight of Roland Story's upcoming season.
2023 was a banner year in the rebuild and rebirth of Roland Story football, hosting their first playoff game and first second-round playoff appearance since 2008. Going into 2024, fifth-year head coach Matt Finn says his team has found its identity.
Yeah, I think the number one thing that most coaches, especially in Iowa high school, want to be able to do is run the ball and stop the run. And we've got a lot of experience in the box on both sides.
On offense, the Norsemen bring back quarterback Sam Knoll, running back Fiston Carlson, and five seniors on the offensive line. Finn says the development of a young receiving core will be crucial.
We're a little green at receiver. You know, Trevor's got some experience, and Cody does too, and Charlie Watts has played some tight end for us and so forth. But we've got some young guys that are coming on strong and look to be like pretty good route runners, pretty speedy problems on the outside, and they look really good at camp.
After a district runner-up finish in 2023, Ben says that a district title is on the mind of his squad in 2024.
Everybody on this team right now wants to fight for a district championship that year. That's something that, you know, we try not to say without meaning, because I think a lot of people go at this time are saying we want to fight for a district championship. No, we want a district championship at Roland Story.
Roland Story opens their season on August 30th when they host South Tama. For the Radio Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, reporting for KQWC, this is Quinn Douglas.
They might want to try decaf up there at KQWC. Quinn, he's ready to go.
Hey, he loves his job.
That guy is awesome.
It's 11 o'clock on Friday night. I think maybe he's the overnight guy. Maybe that's what it is.
So maybe Pat Powers, hey, actually.
One thing I'm glad about, I'm glad the season's starting, really. I mean, tonight, week zero, they had 10 games or so, but I'm glad the season's starting a little later than usual. Yep. It's just, I mean, the fair time, the heat. Tonight was a tough night. I mean, it was pretty
nice lately.
It
wasn't bad, yeah.
But now I think this is the perfect time to start the Iowa high school football season next week with week one coming.
You know, and we've had that in the past. You know, we've delayed games because of heat. We've pushed them back. You know, a lot of times that will spur some late summer storms. And we've had wind and we've had rain. You know, I think last year, we had a couple of weeks where, you know, some torrential rains in parts of the state. And not to mention there's been some decent weather events just across the state of Iowa so far this summer. So, yeah, you know, we've really been blessed with this late summer, a beautiful fair time, and now getting into back to school and ready for the season to kick off.
Absolutely. I can't ask for it.
I didn't mean to force you to talk, John.
No, I was going to say, it's going to supposed to get a little hotter this weekend, but the last few days haven't been bad. Of course, the Iowa State Fair, we talked about it, was about as good a part of stretch of August you can ask for.
And again, we welcome the new affiliates, and we welcome back all the great affiliates throughout the state to pick up the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show each and every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 as we talk to coaches, talk to our affiliates as they report on their games each and every Friday night, and give you all the scores from 5A to 8 player twice around minimum each and every Friday night. And 98% of the time, and I feel comfortable saying that, we get every score of every game by the end of the night. And one of those people out there, Kevin Cunningham, who's not with us tonight, he does a phenomenal job of making sure that we can get all those scores throughout the night.
And it kind of sounds like he's not with us. He's still with us. Yes. He's just not doing anything tonight because there's
he's
not
behind
a lot of
the scenes.
He ain't gone.
Kevin's out there. Yeah. You know, we had a chance to talk to Jared Chizik earlier tonight. One of the things, if you were listening in to his interview, we just generally talk about rules changes. Well, one of the things you're really, from a fan standpoint, you're not going to see this coming year is a lot of rule changes, because there were none. There was an official memo that went out as far as knee pads over the knees. You know, you watch a lot of these Saturday games, the guys look like they're out there in biker shorts. Safety is of the utmost priority for the Athletic Association. Working the scrimmage tonight, I was, I'll say surprised, but the number of the outer helmets that they're utilizing during practice time, with the cushion helmets for the concussions and things like that. The other thing being the eye black. You know, we started to see these guys with the warrior paint and all that sort of thing. And the association just kind of stepped in and standardized that and said, hey, you know, this isn't a face painting contest. This is a football field. And so, but other than that, there's really not any other rules changes. And talking to Jared at the clinic last night, there were over 40 proposals at the NFHS level, and not a single one of them made it out of committee or even was adopted by any of the state associations. So as an official, that's kind of nice, because we can just focus on the game as opposed to focusing on what has changed from year to year. You know, I had a young kid tonight, Ben was his name, that was working the scrimmage with us. First time he had been on the field, watching him take some snaps at umpire, watching him take some snaps on the sideline. You know, there's a lot of these young guys coming in, and the less of the rules that has to change for them in order to get involved in the game, it's great to see these young kids getting to participate and starting to work some games.
Again, we had Mike Kangen of Decorah come in from Class 2A, Phil Light of Ottumwa came in, and Eric Trudeau from Van Meter came in to our coach's hotline, brought to you by the Steffes Group. We have one more to go. It is Gary Swenson from West Des Moines Valley out of Class 5A. We'll have him next here on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show each and every Friday night from 10 to 11:30, and always powered by Learfield.
From 5A all the way to 8 player, we'll be back with more on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's. Founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit beckshybrids.com.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the IHSAA, are the 81,000 male high school sports students in Iowa. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Keeping you company on your drive home from the game. Let's get back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
All right, welcome. welcome back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. It's week zero. It's also the preview show, and we have head coaches on here all night long on the Coaches Hotline, brought to you by the Stethoscope at stethoscope.com. And now joining us, the head coach of the Tigers of West Des Moines Valley, the veteran Gary Swenson. Gary, nice talking to you again. How are you as the football season starts again?
Good talking to you as well. Thanks for having me on.
Boy, it seems like a long time, Gary. I know it started at Spencer for you, and now all these years of West Des Moines Valley and the perennial power that you've put there. How's this journey been for you as you look back at another season?
Well, it goes, obviously goes fast. Everybody's going to tell you that. When you get to the point of longevity, I guess I'm at. But, you know, as long as I keep enjoying it, I really have a passion for high school football. And I think it's something, obviously, that at some point, you know, you walk away and turn the reins over to somebody else. And when that will happen, I don't know. I don't think about that until, you know, after the holidays. And each year, I just want to be sure that I'm doing a good job and I feel good. And it's fun. I'll keep doing it.
Coach, have you ever had a season like last year where you got off to such a tough start against awfully good competition? I guess your team, certainly with the moniker, it's not how you start, but how you finish. Have you ever had a season like that in past years?
Well, I can't say that I have. I mean, you know, it wasn't by design, I can assure you of that. Those early games are against good teams, and on those nights where we played those guys, they were good games. We just weren't good enough to win those games. And, you know, you keep thinking, well, we're due here, but it doesn't work that way. You've got to put it out on the field on Friday night, and we had quite a skid there. I mean, we were sitting at 1-5, and thinking about getting to the playoffs at that point was just kind of a distant hope, you know. And then won a couple games, and it came down to that week, what was it, week 8 with Ankeny, and got a big win, you know. And then obviously when you play a schedule like a lot of us around here do, the RPI ends up in your favor because almost everybody you play has a winning record. So you're probably going to, you know, at 4-5, your chances of getting in are pretty good, but that's not how, you know, we would definitely like take a different approach this year, but same schedule, so we'll see.
We're talking to head coach Gary Swenson at West Des Moines Valley and the Tigers. And, coach, for week one, the guys up in Boone that made the schedule, they didn't wait very long to let you guys get a chance to avenge, you know, an overtime loss in the playoffs last year to Southeast Polk. So looking forward to week one. Talk about some of your senior leadership here on this team and what this is going to mean to jump back in there against a Southeast Polk Rams team that's been a little bit of a juggernaut here the last couple of years.
Well, they have, and they've been very good, and we're pretty familiar with them. I mean, we played them in the finals in 22 and then turned around last year and opened with them. Then we played them in the semis a year ago, and then we turned around and played them in the opener again this year. And, you know, we're going to do our best. They've got a run of about 5 or 6 games on us, so we're hoping we can correct that. But I like our seniors. I think we've got a good group of kids, you know, that have played a lot of football for us. We've got 3 or 4 kids that have been, we used them as sophomores on our varsity, you know, on defense. Gage Olson, Andrew Price, I mean, they got a lot of playing time as sophomores. They were pressed into duty because we needed help, and they were quality players, young players, but they did perform offensively. You know, hopefully Zay Robinson is healthy, but he contributed as a sophomore. Darius Mason was our tailback his sophomore year, so he returned. Derek Ellens is an offensive lineman who will be a 3-year starter. I mean, he was first-team All-State player a year ago. So we've got some good players. It's just a matter of us putting together the type of game that can win early against those type of teams. You know, we go Southeast Polk Valley, Johnston, Waukee are our first 4 games. Those are all good teams. I mean, every year, but they'll be good teams again this year. And, you know, we got to figure out a way to be able to compete in those type of settings early in the season.
And looking up and down your roster, you're most certainly, you've got some seniors in there. I'm looking some 295, some 260s, a 300, a 310. You've got some guys with some size up front that'll do the heavy lifting for your Tiger team for this year.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I don't think we're going to be moaning and groaning about being outmatched from that size. Everybody's got those type of big kids now, though, it seems. I mean, it's just so different than it used to be. I mean, the 300-pound offensive lineman is not an exception anymore. You see every team with a couple guys like that. Now, whether they're capable or are they just big, you know, that's always the question. I like our guys, and clearly, I mean, you have to win the line of scrimmage at some point. If you can't, that's what happened to us a year ago in those games. We would just eventually lose out at the line of scrimmage. We just weren't good enough. And we got better, though, and by the end of the year, we were able to do some of that. But this year, it's won or lost up front. You can have all the skill, talents you can want or talk about, but you lose to the line of scrimmage, you're going to have trouble.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us. Have a great season in 2024 at Valley High School at West Des Moines Valley. Thanks, Coach.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you, Coach Swenson. And the Coach's Hotline, presented by the Steffes Group, selling land and equipment for 65 years. The Steffes Group is one of the nation's fastest-growing auction companies with locations all throughout the Midwest and Rocky Mountain regions. Visit them at steffesgroup.com.
And again, thanks to Mike Tangham of Decora, Phil Light of Atoma, and Eric Trudeau of Van Meter also joining us on the Coach's Hotline. Let's get to the scores we have tonight one final time.
Score alert.
I just had to make sure it still worked.
Oh. You know I'm old. I'm starting to go senile a little bit here, Joe.
Sometimes you just got to let the voices in your head talk.
That's what I'm getting ready to do. Here are the voices talking about tonight's final scores in regular season week zero games. Most all are an A player, but the one that was not, was Atlantic defeating Castle Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 48-30. Murray, 74-26 winners over Melcher Dallas. It was Colonesco 60, Twin Cedars of Bussey 0. Again, these are all an A player tonight. Belle Plaine 46-20 winners over Clarksville, while Waco of Wayland defeated Central City 51-36. It was Baxter 58, Springville 49. In one that put up a lot of numbers tonight on the scoreboard, Iowa Valley of Marengo 76-67 winners over BGM Brooklyn, while English Valley's North English Falls to Calamus Wheatland 46-6. It was Montezuma 64, HLV Tri-County 0, and Booyer Valley of Dunlap 54-21 winners over Moravia. That game was played at Adel.
A couple of notes on these games. I mentioned Nolan Kriegel had 10 touchdowns tonight from Iowa Valley. He's only a sophomore, by the way. And the Belle Plaine Clarksville game was a battle of Bolin brothers. Darren Bolin coaching at Clarksville and his brother Todd at Belle Plaine. And brother Todd got the better of brother Darren. I mean, Clarksville won last year's game at Clarksville. This year, the Plainsmen of Belle Plaine won against the Indians at Belle Plaine this year.
Can we call that the Bolin Bowl?
The Bolin Bowl. There you go. That works. That was one of the eight.
Maybe the prize will be a golden bowling.
Golden bowling?
I need a break.
You never know.
Let's take a break. A bowling ball.
It's week zero.
We have to go to break. Let's take a break. Week zero of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. Again, next week, 5A to 8 player. All the scores of all the games, all the time, with great affiliate reports and, of course, coaches' interviews brought to you by the Steffes Group. And, of course, the rankings we use each and every week will be those of Radio Iowa at RadioIowa.com. Back with more of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, Week Zero, preseason edition, after this timeout, powered by Learfield.
Scores are coming in like hotcakes. More outcomes next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit beckshybrids.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Have you noticed?
noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
What a different world we would live in if we could predict the future. Then we'd be able to see our mistakes before we allowed them to happen. All generations have weathered through one unfortunate choice or another. Some appalling, others thoroughly humbling. Today, we have an obligation to not repeat the blunders of our past. We can't wait for something wrong to happen before we do the right thing. There's too much at stake to just look the other way. Don't text and drive.
From Radio Iowa, it's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now back to the studio.
All right, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Asseni, and of course our executive producer is Joe Millage, and we thank everybody for joining us tonight on this Week Zero preview show of the Iowa High School's 2024 Iowa High School football season. Again, each and every Friday night from 10 to 11:30, we'll get you every score of every game from Class 5A to Class 8 player two times around. We'll interview coaches from around the state in their big games on the Coaches Hotline, brought to you by the Steffes Group. The rankings we'll use each and every Friday night are those of Radio Iowa. And you can go check it out before the Friday night starts at radioiowa.com. But guys, as we wind down our first show and get ready for the regular season to kick full-blown, let's remind everybody who's back to defend the championship in 2023, the champions. We're in Class A player Bishop Garrigan of Algona. West Hancock of Britt will be back to defend the Class A title. In 1A, Grundy Center will be looking for their third straight.
A and then something like that.
And Van Meter, of course, with two 1As, and last year's 2A will be looking for their fourth straight title. They were the 2A champions last year. We talked to Eric Trudeau, the head coach, earlier tonight. Williamsburg is the defending champion in Class 3A. In Class 4A, it was Lewis Central of Council Bluffs. In 5A, well, Southeast Polk's going to be trying to do the same thing as Van Meter, except they're going to try to win four straight 5A titles as the Rams get set for their 2024 season.
Yeah, Grundy won it in Class A a couple of years ago, then won Class 1A last year. But they've been to the Dome state finals like 4 years in a row.
Now, we did some research. Six in a row was the winner. Is that right?
Yeah. From what I can find back to 1972, Dowling Catholic from 2013 to 2019, seven in a row is unprecedented. Even with all the championships that Harlan has won, even with all the championships of some of the other schools, nobody has dominated over such a long period of time as what Dowling did in that Class 4A from 2013 to 2019. But, Southeast Polk, being in the largest class, looking to try and hit that four in a row. Nobody else has hoisted that 5A trophy since they've started.
And, of course, Southeast Polk will open next week against Coach Gary Swenson's West Des Moines Valley Tigers. That's been a great lid lifter, certainly, in 2024.
Well, truthfully, in 5A, when you do your non-district games, your non-group games, the good teams are playing each other to really test each other early in the season. Hopefully they come out of there with lack of injuries and good health, and by the end of the season figure out where they need to be for the playoff run. But guys, as you look at this 2024 season, what are some of your look-aheads to?
Yeah, for next week, and I was just kind of looking through, and this is on some of the bigger classes, 4A and I think 3A, ADM, coming off a 7-4 season last year, they go to Newton and play at H.A. Lynn. John and I were talking about Newton on the way down here, and a program that I definitely see kind of on the way up, so ADM and Newton, that game at H.A. Lynn for next week and week. week one.
Also in 4A, another, this is an interesting game. Here's Creston in 3A. They were a state quarter finalist. They'll be at Winterset. Take on a very good 4A Husky ball club that was that went into the playoffs. I think went to the quarters as well. So so that's 4A. In 3A, Williamsburg will open defense of their state championship at Class 1A West Branch in the Little Rose Bowl at the famed Butch Peterson Stadium. Harlan will host Class 4A defending champion Lewis Central. That's always a great battle when the Cyclones and Lewis Central get together, the Titans. And Webster City will open the post-Bob Howard era. Coach Howard retiring after last year. Andy Brim, who you heard from in the Quinn Douglas report earlier tonight, a former assistant of his. He now takes over as head coach of the Lynx. They'll be at Fort Dodge to take on the Dodgers. So those are among games in 3A. In 1A, real quickly, Dyke, New Hartford, and Grundy Center. That's a great game. That was a close game last year. Grundy Center ran the table last year, but that was a one-point game of the regular season. Second game, Grundy ran all over Dyke, New Hartford. And then also Van Meter hosting Underwood. And let's see, what else do we have? I got some. Oh, go ahead. Anybody else? I've got some eight-player games to look at real quick. Defending champion Bishop Garrigan will open against Fort Dodge St. Edmunds. Camavanita at Audubon. Ought to be a great game in southwest Iowa. Gladbrook Rhinebeck at Don Bosco. And Moravia at Bedford, a state finalist from a year ago in eight-player football. So those are among the games as far as eight-player goes. Some of the games of note from across the state of Iowa as far as next week's openers go. As we take a look at other matchups of note around the state, as we look at other classes here real quick.
And again, to all of our affiliates and all those listening, all the scores, 5A to Class A player each and every Friday night. Join us from 10 to 11:30 as we do this, and again, powered by Learfield. And we appreciate everybody who is backing us up, who is listening to us, who is picking us up this 2024 Iowa High School football season. It's going to be a lot of fun, and again, we'll get you the scores twice all the way around, and usually we get every score of every game because of such a great team of people across the state to give us the scores. For Wendell Campbell, for John Martinson, for executive producer Joe Millage, I'm Tony Anseni. Again, thank you for joining us tonight. We'll be back next Friday night and every Friday night during the football season from 10 to 11:30. We're always powered by Learfield, and all of our rankings we use each and every Friday night from those of Radio Iowa. Good night, everybody.
This has been the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show with Tony Anseni, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell. Presented by Bex Hybrid, a joint production of Learfield and Waveguide Communications. Tune in next week for another exciting night under the lights in the great state of Iowa. Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Iowa. This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
The Super Bowl, the Cyclones, and the NCAA.